And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas Touch.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
North Korea does it again.
This is a missile stunt.
Missile tests bring global condemnation.
This is a very provocative act.
Shuttle Discovery flying high.
They don't get much better than this, and we're pretty happy.
Casinos caught up in New Jersey's budget mess.
Very upset. It's devastating. How dare they do that?
Music. And fireworks for the 4th of July. And good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. If yesterday's 6 missile tests by North Korea weren't enough, the country fired off another one today. Just one was a new long-range missile, a test yesterday that, from all accounts, was a flop.
It's a very worrisome activity, and it clearly has got the attention of the world.
CBS News military analyst Perry Smith, the news brought concern and outrage from world capitals. Street protests in Seoul, South Korea. China is urging calm and restraint. Russia summoned the North Korean ambassador, and NATO is calling for a firm response. We turn live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, what's the word there in Washington this morning?
Steve, the White House condemns the launches as provocative, but is willing to engage in talks to cool concerns. America's ambassador to Japan, Thomas Schieffer, says...
We hope that they will return to the talks, and we want diplomacy to work.
Tensions would have been greater if North Korea's test of a long-range missile had succeeded.
I am not concerned immediately about their nuclear capability or anything coming close to reaching the United States in this decade, and maybe beyond.
But on the CBS Early Show, Delaware Democratic Senator Joseph Biden expressed worries that North Korea might provoke its neighbors enough to trigger a war.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. The big questions here start with why. Why a flurry of missiles? Why on the 4th of July? Arms expert Joseph Cerencione.
I think they're trying to get our attention, trying to remind us that they're still there.
And says Daryl Kimball at the Arms Control Association.
Apparently North Korea did not heed the advice and the warnings of the international community.
Meaning the confrontation over North Korea's nuclear weapons program remains tense.
I'm Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. One of Japan's first responses was to issue a set of economic sanctions. A North Korean ferry, the only passenger transport between the secretive state and Japan, has been banned from stopping in Japan. Tokyo may tighten curbs on money transfers by Japanese citizens of North Korean descent to their relatives in North Korea. And at the UN, Japan's calling for a resolution of condemnation against Pyongyang.
4th of July launch at the Kennedy Space Center, but some pieces of foam did fall off during liftoff. NASA insists everything's okay.
Early video of the launch indicates none of the foam that fell from the fuel tank hit Discovery. This morning, the astronauts will have their own look.
We take the orbiter boom sensor system with its sophisticated sensors out, and we do a sweep, several sweeps actually, of each wing and the nose cap.
Program manager Wayne Hale says they'll be able to find even the smallest cracks. This is the first of several in-flight inspections, something shuttle crews couldn't do before the Columbia accident. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado Springs is busy today following North Korea's missile firing and the space shuttle launch in Florida. NORAD's Mike Kucherek.
The U.S. Northern Command was immediately aware of the missile launches from North Korea, and we continued to monitor and provide information for the senior leaders of our nation.
The joint U.S. and Canadian command monitors the skies for threats like missiles, aircraft, and space objects from inside Cheyenne Mountain. Strong thunderstorms with heavy rain rolled through the metro area on the Front Range last night. The storms caused 2 rain delays in the Rockies game and disrupted fireworks displays. In downtown Denver, a storm produced more than an inch of rain in an hour. Denver fire crews had to be called out for a water rescue at Cherry Creek near Spear and Grant. The fast-rising creek surprised a group of homeless people there. They all managed to pull themselves out. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. We're taking a look at the north end first this morning. Bad news. We're already off to a rough start along southbound 25, just north of 120th Avenue. Here we have a crash blocking up the left-hand lane, and only the right-hand lane is currently getting by. We're already looking at jamming back to 144th Avenue. Now, as you make your way through T-Rex, some overnight flooding has shut down the ramp to University from northbound I-25. But the good news here is that University has reopened in both directions beneath the highway, and only that ramp is currently shut down. Outside of that, we're off to a pretty typical start across I-270 with some minor jamming eastbound across Commerce City, as well as along southbound 225 on the approach to the I-25 interchange. Today's forecast calls for highs.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
The waitress, how about some more coffee?
The Osgood File, July 5th, 2006.
This is
the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 73, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. And, man, we got some rain last night, didn't we? We really did need it. Thank you to everybody who filled in for me, Ed Schultz and his entire crew, David Sirota, just everybody who was here, Aaron Hart. I wasn't going to leave Aaron Hart out, and I wasn't going to leave Darren McKee out. I wasn't going to leave anybody out. Thanks so much for filling in. Had a great vacation. I'm scheduled now to go on vacation again in 2 weeks. We'll see if that pans out again or not. But really had a great vacation. Had a lot of time to think about a lot of things, and I find ourselves here. We are at the hour of no power, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, with the high today predicted to be 73, and we have North Korea in the news again, firing off and lobbing off again another missile this morning after firing off some missiles yesterday, and the whole six-party talks. And, you know, I have to tell you, and a lot of talk show hosts have the answer to everything. It always amazes me that they have the surefire answer to everything. And I've never admitted to having the answer to everything. And I don't have the answer to everything. And it amazes me. I mean, what the hell do you do about North Korea? Now, according to the Bush preemptive doctrine, right, wouldn't we declare war against North Korea? I mean, isn't that why we went to Iraq? That's because we went to Iraq, right? We went to Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, and they were a threat to the United States of America. And then it turns out that it was fabricated information, and it's not a threat indeed. And it turned out to be a big, one of this country's greatest foreign policy blunders of all time. And now we have North Korea, which is trying to lob these missiles towards the United States. They haven't been successful. The missiles have failed. But they're trying to make some effort. And what can we do about it? Because they know they've got us. Because we don't have the troops, the manpower, nor the ability to take them on. And so I was disappointed to hear the story this morning. Disappointed to hear it for a couple of reasons. Disappointed to hear it because, you know, here's another area of turmoil that we don't need in the world with everything that's going on. Disappointed because there are no exact answers. Disappointed because I don't believe in these so-called six-party talks. I think that the Japanese definitely ought to be in on it because it does affect them. I mean, they're right there. So are the South Koreans. But the United States ought to be talking directly to Pyongyang about this whole missile incident. And I wanted to get on the air this first hour and talk about something far different and something that people might even consider to be frivolous, only because I was having a conversation with a bunch of people last night, and it was a subject last night that I don't understand. In other words, I don't understand how the law was laid out, not only in this state, but I also don't understand it in most states. And now I feel compelled that, well, now we got to hustle to find North Korean experts to put on, and we have to talk about North Korea this morning, when I don't think there's any immediate answer to the North Koreans and what they've done. Other than, they must be trying to get our attention for some reason. They have a failing state economy. They have mass starvation in the country. They want help. But I don't see you flocking to the phones at 303-713-7600 the day after the 4th of July to glom onto the phones that North Korea is that, interesting or sexy of a topic. And I wonder how many of you feel North Korea is threatening. See, I don't feel they're threatening at all. They're threatening to their neighbors. Now, if we were having this conversation in Tokyo, that would be a whole different story. If we were having this conversation in Seoul, South Korea, we would be having a whole different story. By the way, where did the North Koreans get these nuclear parts to build these missiles? Oh, they got them from Pakistan. Remember AQ Khan? They got them from Pakistan, Mr. Bush's good ally on the war on terror. Uh-huh. But if we were sitting somewhere, in the Near East or the Far East or somewhere within the absolute range of those missiles, we would be having a conversation this morning. We'd be paranoid. But I want to know how many of you are actually, I want to know if you're paranoid. On your meter of 1 to 10, which hits you worse? North Korea? Or the ongoing problem in Iraq? See, you know, being away on vacation and you spend hours on the road driving and you think about this stuff, I've come to the conclusion that all of these issues that we've talked about, a lot of these issues, illegal immigration, gay marriage, a lot of this stuff, flag burning, a lot of this stuff is all smokescreen. It's all smokescreen. To get our minds off of Iraq, to get the Republican Party out of trouble for the situation that they have engaged in, which has backed this president in an irrational battle plan, which is actually no battle plan at all, but an irrational plan to get us involved over there. I really believe that. So they lead us off on 20 different other areas, and meanwhile we close our eyes to what's really going on. And I think the number one thing that's bothering people, other probably than you know, the cost of health care and energy, because gasoline is expensive, has to be Iraq. And I don't see anybody jumping to the phones. I don't see anybody calling up and screaming and yelling about North Korea, because I think while the media, while the mainstream media needs something for the news cycle for this day after Thanksgiving, this day after the 4th of July, they need something to jump on the news cycle. The majority of us are out of step with the media in that we're not really paranoid about North Korea. I mean, call and tell me that you're absolutely paranoid about the North Koreans. Because I don't think I'll get one call from anybody who's going to tell me that they're paranoid. Well, maybe there's one person out there that's paranoid. But I don't think any of us are really paranoid about the North Koreans. I don't think that they really affect us right now. Maybe 5-6 years from now, when they do have the delivery capability to hit the western mainland of the United States of America, you know, then maybe we might be paranoid. But at this particular time, we're not paranoid. And the North Koreans are showing off, pulling stunts, saber-rattling, and the White House is calling it a disturbance, not a, you know, and a kind of a provocative move. But you know something? Think about this bottom line. You know what? Even if we don't want them doing it, what the hell can we do about it? You know, we're supposed to be the world's leader, and we're supposed to be so tough. You know something? You think about it right now. What could we do about Iran? Say, for instance, if Iran had developed nuclear technology, which there's no proof right now that they're doing that. But suppose they did. What could we do about that? What could we do about North Korea? We are dealing in an age of, it seems like, of diminished American power, and there's just not a lot we can do about it. And most of us don't spend our every waking day worrying about the nuclear threat of North Korea or the nuclear threat or the proposed nuclear threat of Iran. Not like if you're old enough like I am, not like when we were kids, where we worried every single day about the Soviet Union and the United States getting into a nuclear holocaust. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. 303-713-7600. I got three open lines now here on the Hour of No Power. So if you want to jump in and comment about the situation with North Korea and about our apathy considering the North Koreans, feel free to do so. It's good to be back. It's nice to be with you, and I hope you had a...
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Bulls on full. Donate twice over the summer and you may win a trip for two to the Ryu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Hi, this is Dave Logan for Regency Bristol Windows. Cut your energy bill by 47% guaranteed. And with every two windows you buy, get one window free. Call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Regency.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 73. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. And, we're talking about North Korea fires those missiles and about the fact that I maintain that most of us really don't care. And my proof of that is that I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600 because we're boxed in when it comes to North Korea. There's nothing we can do. What can we do to stop them? Just like we can't stop the Iranians either. We can't do anything to stop them because we are so hand-tied in Iraq. And North Korea has over a million-man army. Do you really think we want to get into a conventional warfare with a million-man army? I don't think we really want that. All right, let's go to Bob in Westminster. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I can tell you, having been in Southeast Asia and Vietnam and, you know, being aware of what the Chinese are up to and what they were up to then, we really can't touch them for a couple of reasons. Number one is we don't have the military. Number two is the Chinese are paying for our war. And number three is the Chinese, the Koreans, and even the Iranians, for that matter of fact, have the ability and capability of actually could sink a carrier or two. They have the missiles and the capability of actually hitting our fleets. And how would the American people, you know, react to the loss of the carrier? You know, which could very easily happen, because they're firing the kind of short-range missile that you cannot shoot down.
Well, here's something else to consider, too. Would you trust this administration to take us into any kind of foreign adventure after what we've gone through with Iraq?
Well, the thing is, yeah, no, but the thing of it is, the other problem is that we really can't. we'd have to, you know, start a military draft to take on, the Koreans. And if we took on the Koreans, the Chinese would enter the picture because they wouldn't allow that. It would be just like it was back in 1950.
Our best bet is to try to work with the Chinese, the Japanese, and the South Koreans to get them to stop. But we need to talk. We need to be in there directly talking to them as well.
Yeah, we probably could, but I don't know. I can remember, when I was a young child, about this whole thing with the talks and the Chinese, and the Koreans, if you watch, the old MASH series and about how they have their little thing up in on the DMZ, their supposed negotiations, and they sat there, talking about the size of the table for how long, and how many guys got killed in that whole thing. And the thing of it is, if we were going to take the North Koreans out at the time, we should have done it back then. And in some ways, I kind of think MacArthur might have been right and Truman might have been wrong. But, the thing of it is, they're probably not an immediate threat. They're probably a threat maybe in 5 or 6 years. The thing of it is, like you were saying, we're not worried about it, but the trouble is, I don't think people understand and realize that the bad state of our military right now, and you're talking about maybe $50 billion in repairing all this equipment that we're burning up over in Iraq, for no particular good reason. And I mean, I'm not an expert as a military man, but having been in the military and knowing what those guys are going through over there.
They have to rebuild that equipment. There's no question. It's going to cost. I mean, the Iraqi war, by the time it's over with, is going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. And the costs just keep mounting every single day. And Murtha keeps mentioning that it keeps mounting. And nobody seems to be listening. And basically, while the news media is making a big squawk about Iraq, North Korea, and we're sitting here this morning talking about North Korea, I still maintain that 99.99% of the people listening this morning, or who would listen this morning, are basically, don't really care. They're not threatened by North Korea. They feel no threat by North Korea whatsoever. And even if we did feel threatened by North Korea, we're powerless at this particular point to do anything about it. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Welcome back.
Thanks.
How was Vegas?
It was great, man.
I lived there for. I actually lived in Henderson for about a year. And,
yeah, it was hot, but it was great.
Yeah, but I haven't been there since '95, and I'm sure I wouldn't even recognize the place if I went back there today.
Oh, it's changed tremendously.
Yeah, but this may be one of the last times that I speak to you. I'm leaving for Texas early Friday morning.
Oh, sorry to lose you.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed talking to you and listening to you all these months. Just wish you and Turk and everyone else there at the station all the best.
Well, we wish you a safe trip, man.
Thanks. Concerning North Korea, I know that there are a lot of people that aren't concerned because they're putting so much faith and trust in that stupid Star Wars thing, which has not proved to be very reliable. I know they've done the missile tests, and it has not worked,
But we're beginning to lose you. I wonder how many people even think about that Star Wars thing. I just wonder how many people yawn and say, well, we've heard this before from North Korea, and as long as they can't threaten us directly, who cares about them?
No, that's part of it, too. If there is any anyone out there who is paranoid and upset about this thing, they need to put the blame solely where it belongs, and that's with George W. Bush. Because he was the one who made made the decision to no longer engage them diplomatically, lump them in with his so-called axis of evil, and if Kim Jong Il and the other people over in North Korea are that mad at us, you lay the blame solely at Bush's feet, and if this escalates, it's Bush's fault. And then he's made it our military.
All right, before we lose your cell phone totally, let me float a total out-of-the-box thought to you. If North Korea looks around and sees that other countries have got nuclear weapons and they feel that they want them, why can't they have them?
Well, yeah, the
I mean, who are we to go to them and tell them no?
Yeah, I see that point and everything. Yeah, it's a tricky situation. And you know, you had mentioned before that how they got some materials from Pakistan. And, we can put some blame there, too. But, it's our fault that Pakistan got it. And, we went along very fine for decades with non-proliferation. You only had a handful of countries that had the nuclear capability. Now you got India, Pakistan, hasn't been determined whether Israel has.
Everybody agrees that the Israelis probably do. So now you've got one other country. You've got two other countries that want to join the nuclear club. And why are other countries allowed to have it, and they're not allowed to have it? And who decides, and who's the sole arbitrator, the United States of America? I mean, I find that to be a very interesting foreign policy question. Wayne, thank you. I appreciate the call, man, and have a safe drive. I really do find that to be an interesting policy question about, they're an unstable government, so they shouldn't have one. Well, they're okay. They meet our approval, so it's okay if they have it. You know what? If nuclear weapons are bad, then no one should have them. Then it shouldn't be right for anybody to have them. But yet we don't operate that way.
Missiles apparently were not enough. North Korea fires a seventh missile this morning, a medium-range missile. Nothing was hit.
This is a very provocative act.
U.S. Ambassador to Japan Thomas Schieffer. North Korea calls its action a strong war deterrent. CBS's Barry Peterson is in Tokyo.
There's a sense here that this was not a military event, but a political one. A kind of in-your-face to Uncle Sam, perhaps because the U.S. has refused one-on-one talks with North Korea.
This is Celia Hatton in Beijing. China's calling for calm following the North Korean missile tests, but it's not using any strong language against North Korea, its historic ally. This follows China's regular pattern of refusing to pick sides in public.
North Korea security expert Lee Willette.
These tests are very much a case of saber rattling, but also I think we should not ignore the fact that in the not too distant future they might become a credible threat.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Sharon Middleman.
So there you have it. The news media is chomping at the bit about the North Korean story. 6:30, 2:20 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and here's a lady we're going to lose in a couple of days. You're going on to another radio station.
Yeah, I am.
Another job.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah, we'll miss you too, Amelia. How could you run out on us like this?
Oh, come on.
Well, more money, better opportunity. What the hell? This is the business, and everybody does it, right?
Come on. I have feelings for you guys.
I mean, isn't that true? I mean,
well, I am good. Yeah, I am taking
better opportunity, more money.
Yes.
And that's the way the business operates.
Well, sometimes it's how you have to operate when you have student loans to pay back.
Right, exactly. So we forgive you for leaving.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. What's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, we did have some trouble up on the north end across southbound 25. Right at 120th Avenue, we had a pretty bad crash that was tying up the left-hand lane with backups to 144th Avenue. The good news here is that that's now cleared from the drive and the highway has now been reopened, but our backups now extend about from 136th heading southbound towards 84th Avenue. Now south of here, you still got a nice clear drive as you make your way down to the DTC. Across northbound 25, do keep in mind the off-ramp to University is shut down due to some pretty major flooding in the area, but you still can access University beneath I-25 in both directions. As you make your way across the turnpike, watch for some eastbound slowing from Federal to I-25. And the same goes for those eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue as you make your way out of Lakewood. Today's forecast calls for...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The James Gang rides again.
Coors Light Live welcomed James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Today, let's do injury math. Have you been injured in a car crash, a motorcycle accident, suffered an on-the-job injury? It doesn't really matter. The legal solutions for each have a common denominator and numerator. It's this simple. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. You don't want your insurance payments divided by an unknown insurance formula. And you really don't need your fair insurance compensation fractioned away. You want to avoid the insurance company's subtraction of your benefits. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Insurance benefits are sometimes computed with preset computer formulas. And guess in whose favor the formulas are? You need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled insurance injury claims for over 20 years. If you don't want your claim divided and subtracted by an unknown insurance formula, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. The attorney's Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
171. And as a direct lender, the mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees, no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and they're open evenings till 8 and Sundays too, all to fit your schedule. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest in your home may be home loan may be tax deductible, but I'll tell you what, the interest on those credit cards is not. So get out from underneath those credit cards. Call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, and start saving money today. Call 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number one more time, 303-423-7171.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 73, partly sunny, thunderstorms. Good to be back. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Missed you. Hope you missed me. We're talking about the news cycle gobbling up the North Korea story this morning. A defiant North Korea fired a tested long-range missiles yesterday that may be capable of reaching America, but it failed seconds after launch, U.S. officials said. The North also tested four shorter-range ones in an exercise that the White House termed as a provocation, but not an immediate threat. And then this morning, they launched more missiles, which they acted in quote-unquote provocative behavior. But I'm wondering how much you really care about this. I'm wondering how much people are paranoid about this, or how much they're concerned even about it, in that the missiles so far have failed to reach our shores, and may have for years. And, you know, should we be talking to Pyongyang directly? I mean, I believe that we should be talking to Pyongyang, and I don't understand why we're not talking to them directly, and find out exactly what's on their minds and what it is they want, instead of having all this talking head speculation and saying that their actions are provocative and that they're saber-rattling, which, you know, which they are. But, you know, what can we do about North Korea? I mean, there's nothing we can do about them, really. What can we do? We can't threaten them back. They know better. I mean, it's the same thing with Iran. I mean, we can't go to Iran and take care of them either. Even though we have no concrete proof that they're developing any kind of weapons of mass destruction. That no reports have bared out their claims, that have found their claims to be false, that they're engaging in peaceful use of nuclear energy. 303-713-7600, your feelings about North Korea, and about are you really that concerned about North Korea, or is the news media looking at a slow news cycle after after July the 4th, which is now today, Wednesday, July the 5th, if they're making a bigger deal out of it than it needs to be made? And how concerned are you? And I got three open lines. So the concern can't be running too high on this radio station at 303-713-7600. And I have a tendency lately to see everything as being a smokescreen. In other words, the real problem confronting this country is Iraq and the ongoing involvement there. And everything else that we've talked about and everything else that comes down is just obscures us off that one point. And then we spend useless time and emotional battery of each other over issues that, for instance, are important, but they're not as important as the fact that we're embroiled in this fiasco that this administration has gotten us into in Iraq, and that they don't seem to have any way out. And Bush yesterday, in a pep talk to the troops, using all of the old arguments that were used in Vietnam, all the old arguments, and that General Casey and that troop drawdown plan sounds very familiar to the old cut-and-run idea that the Republicans have been shopping a couple of weeks ago. Let's go to Mirtha in Arvada. Mirtha, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am not paranoid about North Korea, but I am concerned about the arrogant fool that we have running our country in Washington, D.C. right now. He, in his message back to North Korea, I could feel the bring 'em on attitude that he has, and that concerns me.
We have nothing to bring it on with.
Well, true, but that doesn't matter to the arrogant fool, in my opinion, because he went into Iraq with no plan and gave Saddam Hussein ultimatum on lay down your arms, surrender, put up your white flag, or we're coming in to bomb you, and that's what he did. Because he knew, well, any of us would know that Saddam Hussein wasn't going to surrender. And that was, I'm not paranoid, but it does concern me with his arrogancy, and we never know what he's going to do next. So.
Well, I'm just vexed by the whole thing. I'm disgusted that I have to sit here at 6:42 in the morning, 18 minutes away from 7, and talk about this because it's supposed to be, quote-unquote, politically the right thing to do, and because it's the top news story of the morning, when in reality, to me, I don't think 90% of the people who listen to this radio station or who may have listened to this radio station at one time or who may be doing something else or 90% of the people in this country, I don't think that they care one way or the other about it because they don't see it as being any kind of a direct threat. And they also realize that we're in a situation where there's nothing we can do about it. What can we do about it? I mean, if anybody's got a creative answer as to how to fix it, I'd love to hear what it is because, once again, we're stuck in this situation. You know what? We went to the wrong damn country.
Well, we should not have gone to any country, but it was a war for oil. I was down on 16th Street with our sign, "No War for Oil," before it happened, and because my husband and I felt that that was why.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think you're right. I think if the North Koreans were sitting on a gazillion barrels of oil, we'd be having a different conversation. They obviously don't have anything we want.
Yeah, and I wonder when are we going to invade Canada because they have all that oily sand up there.
They'll just sell it to us.
Yeah, I know.
Multinational. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So, you know, and this is not what I wanted to talk about this morning in the first hour. I want to have like a lighthearted first hour back after being away for a week of vacation. But the news media is scrambling like crazy to cover this. And, you know, how many of you are going to be driving to work today? And I got to say, boy, you know, it feels funny outside. Why is that? Well, because North Korea has lobbed these missiles. And, man, I don't know. I feel threatened by that. I feel threatened by it. You know what? I'd rather talk about the Rainbow Family or talk. You know what I really wanted to know? I really wanted to, somebody to explain gambling rules to me here in Colorado, because I wasn't here when all of this was set up. And I was having a discussion with some friends last night about this, about this whole idea about sin and morality, and about the idea that, well, you know, if you have, like, slot machines, but you don't have, like, poker or roulette or any of those kind of things, then it's, like, okay. Or in some states, if the gamble, if the casino's on the water and not on land, like if it's in a riverboat, like that somehow makes it okay. And why does that make that okay? And this whole thing about sin and about this whole weird kind of resistance to just having full-fledged gambling. But I never could get that off the ground because we spent 45 minutes now talking about North Korea. And you know something, I got to be honest with you, I don't know what to say anything more than what I've said about North Korea. And if you got any ideas about North Korea, 303-713-7600. Okay, so they've lobbed missiles at us. I mean, you know what, if they want to get into a nuclear war with us, they're going to lose. There's no question about that. And American technology could destroy them. There's no question about that. The danger, I think, is into their neighbors. I think that's where the real danger lies. But how can you resolve something when you won't talk to somebody directly, which the United States won't do? The United States will not talk to North Korea directly. And I'd love to know. I'd love to ask some wizened diplomat what's gained by that.
Magic mortgages, 0% interest, no payments for a year, celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
25 is now jamming between 120th and 84th Avenue, and across I-270, you eastbounders will find some pretty major slowing as you make your way across I-76. Eastbounders along the turnpike are slowing from Federal to I-25, and along I-225 southbounders are still thick from Yosemite to 25 as well. Today's forecast calls for showers later on this afternoon yet again, and a high of about 80 degrees. Currently we're at 60 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival, celebrating 30 years of magic. Enjoy the fantasy, nights and...
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
If you need a car, the best place to go is Rocky's Autos, because they have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. As a matter of fact, they've got just about any make or model you can think of, from America's original sports car, the Corvette, to Ford, Chevys, Dodge, Nissans, Toyota, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Mary got a great gas saver there, and we were just thrilled here over the last couple of months with our fuel bills. Rockies has great people working out there, too. And you can also check out Rockies online at RockiesAutos.com. Check out their inventory and see what they've got. Talk to Steve, who operates that whole thing. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Cut down on your paperwork time. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So drop on by and see the folks at Rockies. They're all good folks working out there, and they're all out there to help you. And check out the selection, because it, you know, takes a little bit of while. It takes a little while to get through it, and the weather's going to be nice and cool today. So it'll be a good day to do a little shopping, get the vehicle of your choice. That's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business.
Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At Check & Go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check & Go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Yo, this is Randy Jackson. When we searched the country for the best Oreo and milk jingles, there were some great renditions.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
And there were some wacky ones.
Oh!
Oh.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
Oh. Want to decide for yourself? Check out specially marked packages of Oreos.
Hey.
And then head to Oreo.com for a chance to hang with me and win $10,000.
New purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 7 and older and 7-2006. Void where prohibited.
Hey.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Bacon, eggs, and nuclear capability for North Korea. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, talk about the missiles being lobbed yesterday and also one this morning, and about how concerned we really are about all of this and why the United States just doesn't sit down with Pyongyang and try to work it out. 303-713-7600. And how everything seems to me to be a smokescreen to the number one central issue facing this country, and will face this country in November, which is the war in Iraq and all of the evil and awful spinoffs that the war brings. Somebody told me to record Frontline, The Dark Side, and I did, and I watched it when I got home. And if you haven't seen it, it's terrifying. Let me go to the phones. We'll go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
I'm doing okay. The North Korea, them launching the missiles, what really concerns me about that is it just shows how stretched thin we are and that we would have an inability to even do anything. If they were to attack Japan tomorrow, I don't think we could really do anything because, you know, we're so stretched thin. And I think that, you know, there's real consequences to not planning and not having a real strategy for us getting out of Iraq. And I think that's why it's important that we look at other ways to approach the situation. And it's just not more of the same. And that's what really concerns me is it seems like that seems to be the mantra of the Republican Party is more of the same. And more of the same isn't going to work. More of the same compromises our security. It doesn't allow us to address when we have other situations arise in the world.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. I think what you're talking about is our number one problem facing us. We are hamstrung. We are hamstrung when it comes to North Korea. We are hamstrung when it comes to Iran. We can't do anything.
Well, and also, we are breaking our National Guard and our military. I mean, they're on their fourth tour right now.
I mean,
soldiers on their fourth tour to Iraq. And, I mean, when is it going to end? When are we going to give our men and women a strategy to leave Iraq, to let them figure out their issues themselves? Because we got other stuff on our plate. We got other stuff going on, and we need to do what's best for us. We need to let them figure out what they need to figure out.
You know, I don't have any idea, and I was thinking yesterday the same thing you're voicing now, about how long is the American people going to allow this to continue to keep going on and on and on and on and get these phony pep talks, which we got yesterday from the administration, and this blather that they put out, and the fact that they are living in some kind of unrealistic... I mean, they've got that government formed, that so-called unity government formed, and look at the and Zarqawi's gone, and the violence is no better.
I worry about how we are breaking our military. I mean, I worry about how our military is going to be able to move forward in the same capacity it has in the past, so that when we have threats, you know, that come from abroad, because there's, you know, just wacky people across the globe, and it's just a matter of fact that we need to be able to have a military that is able to respond to those threats. And I worry about them breaking our military to the point where it isn't where it should be. And an easy way to do that is to overextend our military to the, you know, because they don't have a strategy to get us out of Iraq.
Yeah, and our military is overextended.
more of the same is not a strategy. And that's why it's good that Democrats are standing up and saying, hey, you know, we need to reevaluate this. We need to say, what can we do that's going to actually get our men and women home so that we can have them provide the strength that our country needs to protect us from people like North Korea, from people like Iran, you know? I mean, all that stuff, you know, we have them contained right now, but, you know, we need to have strength to stop them from, you know, and from deterring them from doing stuff like that. And the point is that when they see we're weak, they're willing to go out on a limb and do stuff that they shouldn't be doing. But when they know we're strong, they're going to be less, you know, they're not going to do stuff like that because they know the consequences.
Well, I think, you know what, I think Marshall, very well said, man. Good to hear your voice. Thank you so much. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Christine in Aurora. Christine, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, I was just going to comment on the same thing that Marshall just did, which was that I think that the North Korea situation just shines a light on the fact that we aren't mobile and we can't react to different things, and we are kind of sitting ducks when it comes to that. And when it comes to fighting Al-Qaeda, I mean, that's one of the strengths of Al-Qaeda, is the fact that they can go anywhere, they can be anywhere, and be in, be out, or whatever. You know, I mean, they usually end up blowing themselves up, but they have that mobility, and we don't have that, and they know that, and this just shines a light on it.
It does shine a light on it, but, you know, even if we didn't have... Even if we had the mobility, what could we honestly do?
Well, I don't think there's anything to do now, but I think, like Marshall said, when they know that we can react, they're going to be much less likely to do anything. Right now, everybody in the world knows that
we're stuck.
Yeah, we're stuck, and we can't go anywhere. And, you've got these people, countries that are taking advantage of that. And it just goes to show you that our government still doesn't get it. You know, they still don't get it. They don't get Al-Qaeda. They don't get anything. And,
you know, I don't think they get any. When you say they don't get anything, I agree. I don't think that they get anything. I don't think they get anything going on here, and I don't think they get anything going on over there. I think they are totally and completely out of step with what's going on in this country.
Well, in the world. I mean, they don't get it. They've got these blinders on. They want to make up what they think the world is, and it's not reflecting that. And until they get it, we're sitting ducks. We're sitting ducks here. Our military, you know, we've got minimal military here because they're all over in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, look at Afghanistan. Afghanistan is blowing up in their faces.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
You know,
you're right, it is. I mean, the Taliban are making a comeback in Afghanistan. There was an article over the weekend about how we don't have enough troops to go to the border because of wildfires and other natural disasters such as flooding, and then troops being committed to Iraq. Yeah, I mean, all of this reverberates. It all reverberates all the way around. Christine, thank you. Great call. I appreciate your time. Appreciate you getting up this morning.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. I don't even know if we're going to carry this Korean thing in the next hour. I mean, I'm pressed to even talk about it for another hour or so. There's other things I'd like to get to, so we'll see what shapes up after the 7 o'clock news here. Anyway, it's good to be back, and it's good to have you along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 6:58, a couple of minutes before 7 o'clock with me, Jay Marvin, on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Freeway Ford. Buy any used 06 Explorer Expedition on the lot, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. At Freeway Ford, we've got no choice. Too many vehicles, not enough room. We're doing whatever it takes to survive G-Rex. So right now, buy an 06 Explorer Expedition today, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. You buy one, but you get two. This simple. Buy an 06 Explorer Expedition, and you also get an 03 Focus. Freeway Ford. I-25 and Evans, or cheaperfords.com.
I bet neither your banker, your
broker or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95, but I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
Today by North Korea, and the state-run media says North Korea is prepared to cope with any U.S. provocation. They'll be talking about it at the U.N. today. Security Council meeting set for about an hour from now.
The U.N. Security Council will seek a tough resolution, calling on North Korea to return to six-party talks that include the U.S., Russia, China, Japan, and South Korea.
That's CBS's Pamela Falk at the U.N. But how long before somebody drops the talk and pulls the trigger? In Tokyo, CBS's Barry Peterson says,
this time, unlike previous events, we're hearing more and more from Japanese politicians and people that they're all for talk and that sort of thing, but that at some point soon, there may have to be a military answer to this.
North Korea launched 6 missiles yesterday, including a long-range one believed to be capable of hitting the U.S. West Coast. That one, like all the others, wasn't even close. CBS's Wyatt Andrews says they're watching in Washington.
The Pentagon is under standing orders to shoot down any missile that might threaten American territory. The U.S. Northern Command confirms the missile system was on standby, but then again, the North Korean rocket didn't even last beyond the first stage.
Maybe not your choice for wake-up music, but it's what got the Discovery crew all bright-eyed today, and it'll be a busy day in space, watching from way, way below. CBS's Peter King, he's live at the Kennedy Space Center. So what's on the crew's agenda today, Peter?
It's inspection day on Discovery, Chris. Requirement after the Columbia accident, the crew's using its robot arm with a boom extension to look at its heat shield. Laser sensors at boom's end will be able to tell them if there are cracks or other damage to the wing leading edge panels and to the nose cap, all covered with that protective reinforced carbon-carbon material. They're about to start this slow, painstaking work. It'll take about 6.5 hours to complete, Chris.
CBS's Peter King live at the Kennedy Space Center. 5th of July means back to business for many, but not here. Atlantic City casinos have shut down.
I'm McGee Hickey standing in front of the Taj Mahal Casino right on the boardwalk here. They took the velvet rope and just closed off the entrance to the casinos, and you have Taj Mahal security people standing in front of each velvet rope, but it's not padlocked. It was very orderly and no big locks anywhere. Just everyone hoping that this is just a one-day event.
The state of New Jersey's got big budget troubles. Casino controllers are among the non-essential workers the state just can't afford to pay right now. It'll be fiesta for one politico, siesta for the other. Mexico begins recounting its presidential votes this hour. Sunday's election was just too close to call, with the conservative candidate just 300,000 votes ahead of the leftist. Kabul, Afghanistan, on alert this morning after a series of bombings there. One person's dead, a few dozen hurt. Looks like the work of the Taliban again. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures down 5 points. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has a distinct ability to listen, but more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management globally.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Man managed to pull himself and a woman from the water, but fire crews had to rescue another man. He is expected to be okay. The storms produced more than an inch of rain in an hour in Denver last night. A group estimated at roughly 10,000 people is now camping in Route National Forest for the annual gathering of the Rainbow Family. Forest Service officials say they've handed out more than 500 citations to members of the Rainbow Family, most of them for camping without a permit and for drug violations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. Taking a look at I-25, our slowdowns now begin as you make your way out of Thornton and North Glen southbound between 100 and 20th Avenue and 84th. At this point, you get a pretty nice break heading down towards 58th, but you will find jamming from here down towards Spear. Along northbound I-25, your speeds remain on the high side, but do keep in mind, after some major flooding last night, the northbound I-25 off-ramp to University remains completely shut down. But we do have some good news here. The University Street is completely open beneath the highway this morning. Now, as you make your way across Highway 36, watch for eastbound slowing between Federal and I-25. The same goes for eastbounders across 6th Avenue. Also along I-70, eastbounders are now thick from I-25 to Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs around 80 degrees with a good chance for thunder showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 63 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Same AAA that saves you on the road can save you money at over 80,000 merchants. While traveling, show your card and save on...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We haven't caught Bin Laden. I mean, the real murderer of 9/11, the person that headed all of this, is still at large. And we let him escape at Tora Bora. Well, yesterday, the New York Times carries this story. The Central Intelligence Agency has closed the unit that for a decade had the mission of hunting Osama bin Laden and his top lieutenants. Intelligence officers confirmed Monday. The unit known as Alex Station was disbanded late last year, and its analysts reassigned within the CIA Counterterrorism Center, the officials said. This decision is a milestone for the agency, which formed the unit before Osama bin Laden became a household name and bolstered its ranks after September 11th's attacks when President Bush pledged to bring bin Laden to justice, dead or alive. We all remember that pledge, don't we? Another unkept pledge by this administration. The realignment reflects the view that al-Qaeda is no longer historical, as hierarchical as it once was. Intelligence officials said, and a growing concern, that Al-Qaeda-inspired groups that have begun carrying out attacks independent of Mr. bin Laden and his top deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Agency officials said that tracking Mr. bin Laden and his deputies remained a high priority and that the decision to disband the unit was not a sign that the effort had slackened. Instead, the officials said, it reflected their belief that the agency can better deal with high-level threats by focusing on regional trends rather than on specific organizational or individuals. The efforts to find Osama bin Laden are strong as ever, said Jennifer Milwise Derrick, a CIA spokeswoman. This is an agile agency, and a decision was made to ensure greater reach and focus. Does anybody on this planet, I mean, does anybody listening here have a problem with this? Is anybody shocked by this move? That here we are, here we are all these years later, we don't have bin Laden, they disband the bin Laden unit, there's very little talk of bin Laden ever when it comes to the whole problem of the war in Iraq, and maybe that's just my fixation here this morning, is with the war in Iraq, and all of this that has gone on. I mean, even in those resolutions, even those phony resolutions that the Republicans came up with, in both the House and the Senate, mentioned very little, if not at all, about bin Laden. Has bin Laden largely been forgotten? And are you as shocked as I am that the CIA has closed the unit that worked on finding and chasing and finding bin Laden? And that we have not brought bin Laden to justice? And that he's hiding out somewhere in the mountains? Being protected by tribes, and we can't get to him. And that there's very little public discussion about Osama bin Laden these days. Who's the mastermind of 9/11? And maybe, you know, July the 5th, the day after July the 4th, is not a good day to get on the radio and try to evoke some kind of emotion or outrage out of people. But when I saw this, I thought to myself, man, what in the world does this mean? And there's not even a continued pressing cry by the Democratic Party. Where is Osama bin Laden? Why haven't we gotten Osama bin Laden? How can Osama bin Laden elude what is considered to be the most powerful nation in the world? And, you know, the Republicans, the conservatives, as I said before, as I said earlier in the first hour, well, you know, they want to go to the flag-burning amendment stuff. They want to talk about that. They want to talk about gay rights. They want to tell you know, about the marriage stuff. They want to talk about undocumented illegal workers. You know what? Why don't we have fights about these things rather than talking about the real issues? The real issues that hit this country, the real issues and the things that really bother us. And, you've got to be bothered at the fact that we don't have bin Laden. Doesn't that bother anybody? It certainly bothers me. And I marvel on a regular basis that this administration was able to, A, get reelected, even though I believe they stole part of the election, but that they're in office and that they don't get questioned about this. You know, if I went to a White House news briefing, I'd stand up every single briefing and ask, excuse me, Mr. President, what are the progress, what's the progress in capturing Osama bin Laden? I mean, after all, the conservatives try to talk about how they're so concerned about the security of the country and about their ability to manage security. What they're really, concerned about is managing the security of their rich friends. But for the rest of us, I guess nothing. But if they're so concerned about managing the security of this country, if they're so concerned about the security of this country, they can't find... They can't find a guy who continues to issue audio tapes, who lives in primitive conditions, And so they shut down the Bin Laden unit of the CIA. Why wouldn't you have a unit that would look after Al-Qaeda and then have a unit that would be dedicated to getting Bin Laden? Is Bin Laden number one on the FBI's most wanted list? Is Bin Laden the most wanted terrorist in the world? Yes or no? You know, I'd have to answer yes. I'd have to answer he absolutely is the most wanted terrorist. And yet they shut down the agency. Michael Schroyer, a former CIA official we've had on this program many times, and was the first to head the unit, said the move reflected a view within the agency that Mr. Bin Laden was no longer the threat he once was. Mr. Schroyer said this view was a mistake. This was clearly a degenerate. This will clearly degenerate our operations against Al-Qaeda, he said. These days at the agency, Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda appear to be treated merely as first among equals. Even if this guy is not the threat that he once was, this guy is responsible for the death of 3,000 people. One of the worst attacks this country has ever endured. And we don't have him. And the CIA unit that is charged with looking for him has been dismantled. And it makes you wonder who's running things there and what their thinking is and why nobody in the lazy press doesn't stand up and doesn't ask. In the conservative press, stand up and ask a question. Well, gee, Mr. President, why are we closing the Bin Laden unit? You know, this, as I remember, this did not, when I saw it in the New York Times, and I could be wrong about this, I don't believe this story even made the front page. Now, maybe I'm the only one. And if I am, I plead guilty to it. But you know what? I think about Bin Laden a lot. And I think about the fact that Bin Laden is on the loose. And I'm shocked. Shock's an overused word. I'm just blown away by the fact that this country has accepted the fact that we just don't have Bin Laden. Why would we stand for that? I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. 303-713-7600. Is anybody else as blown away as I am about this? About why we don't have this guy? And about why it seems like we're disbanding the Bin Laden unit? And we don't seem to have... And you know, and the conservatives, when the conservatives talk and they talk about the war against terror, they never bring up Bin Laden's name. His name is never brought up. It's like he's this forgotten entity. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get plugged in. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this, about Bin Laden, and about the fact that here we are, sitting here on July the 5th, 2006. And man, we haven't got any Bin Laden. The world's most wanted terrorist is still at large, and we're closing down the unit that focuses on capturing on him. Three lines open at 303-713-7600.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Rocket. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys, September After. Tickets are on sale now.
at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com.
Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Ed in for Jay.
Ed Schultz, Team Fargo in for Jay.
We love Colorado, don't we?
So here we are. We're getting ready to do the morning show, right? For AM 760 Progressive Talk and everybody doing their little prep work, putting their stories together. What is the story that Homie puts up on my computer screen this morning? Awkward moment abound in penis pump trial. Now, this is a family show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
What are you doing? What is this?
Well, Jay's in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We'll do what we want with the show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 722, 22 minutes after 7. Those guys did a good job filling in for me, too. And I thank them all, Ed and Holmes and Swami and the whole gang. High 73 today, partly sunny. Thunderstorms. We're talking about the Bin Laden unit being closed and your feelings about this. Let's go to Russ on C-470. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You bet.
Yeah, this is one that really touches a hot button for me. You know, at first, in 03, late 03, and then in 04 with the election coming up, I thought, oh, well, they're just going to pull Osama bin Laden out of their hat just before the election. But now, I got to tell you, I don't think either party has a vested interest in finding this guy. And the basic reason is this is the perfect war that you read about in Orwell's 1984. As long as Osama bin Laden is at large, and until somebody else steps up as the number one terrorist, they're going to leave this guy alone, because if they capture him, that means, or they're afraid, that people are going to think, well, the war on terror is over. And there's way too much money to be made in this war, which goes along with the other thing that, you know, sooner or later, hopefully the American public wakes up to the fact that this government is owned lock, stock, and barrel by giant conglomerate multinational corporations like Phillips Petroleum, Pfizer, Halliburton, AIG, and, you know, this government does what they say.
Yeah, you know, I think if you read the David Sirota book about hostile takeover, you're absolutely right. I think what you're saying is very, very true. We have lawmakers that take campaign contributions and make decisions in favor of industry and these big corporations rather than their constituents, and then are able to hoodwink their constituents and continue to get away with it. And I say that's on both sides. And then the other thing is, you know, the scenarios that you can believe are either one, that they have no interest in finding him, which is the one you're talking about, or that, you know what, they don't know how to find him?
I don't know. On the one hand, I personally believe that the Bush administration and the executive level are extremely inept and incompetent. But, you know, I do not believe that the lower levels like CIA and NSA and places like that are just completely and totally filled with totally inept, incompetent people. I personally believe that if they wanted to lay their hands on Osama bin Laden, they could probably produce the guy within a week.
Really? You think so? You think they can get him within a week?
Oh, yeah. I personally believe they know exactly where the guy's at. Like I say, they don't have a vested interest in bringing him to justice. I frankly think the American public should stop calling this the invasion of Iraq and start calling it the Halliburton War.
Yeah, or the occupation of Iraq. One of the other. Russ, thank you, man. Great call. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. Let's go to BJ in Boulder. BJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning,
Hi.
Jay.
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to compliment you on bringing that up. That's absolutely right on. The real battle is to get this guy. This guy's a killer. And I think what this shows, I read that too in the New York Times, it shows the incompetence of this administration.
Something's wrong here.
Absolutely. You know, they got their eye off the ball. They did this incredible, you know, around-the-loop thing, bait-and-switch in Iraq. And the countless, you know, it outrages me, the countless lives and resources we've spent. And at the same time, we haven't addressed the real problem that happened on 9/11.
No, you know something we really, you know what, we really haven't. We never followed any of that to a suitable conclusion. We never fully eradicated the Taliban out of Afghanistan. We never caught bin Laden, al-Zawahiri, any of those people, Mullah Omar. They all got away free. The best we could come up with was we captured bin Laden's driver and a sheikh with a mental problem and a guy who was tortured and exaggerated information about the al-Qaeda connection to Iraq. Under extreme torture, Sheikh al-Libi. These are the only guys we ever came up with. And God knows about all the other people sitting at Gitmo, who they are or what they're doing there. But the number one primary guy, the guy that caused all of this, where the hell is he? He's in those mountains. He's sitting there. And you know what? We're not doing a damn thing about it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I think one of the things we need to key on as progressives is the incompetence of this administration. I often think that if this guy was in a corporate setting, that is Bush, he would be thrown out for incompetence. I mean, it is absolute. And, you know, I think we as progressives need to really, you know, end up honing our arguments. When we get these people with these talking points that come to us that have no basis, that have no objective basis in success, we need to really call people on that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we need to. Well,
anyway,
you know, they play this bait and switch thing, and I've been thinking. I thought about it all during vacation. They play this bait and switch thing. I mean, we spent I fell into it. We spent numerous hours on the undocumented alien situation. We spent numerous hours on the gay marriage business. And I'm not saying we should shy away from these topics. I'm saying that immigration is a serious problem, but it's a problem that can be worked out. And I think we all want secure borders, and I think it's something that can be worked out. But we've spent hours upon hours fighting every little bit of minutia about that and about everything else. Meanwhile, the war in Iraq grinds on. Bin Laden is free, and we're now discussing the Republican agenda. And the progressive agenda ought to be to stop this war and to fix this country, and we ought to be talking about our agenda. And we ought to be talking about our ideas, but we ought to be talking about what we can do for the country and how we can make things better and how we can genuinely make things more secure, both domestically and internationally. And we're not doing that. And we got to get back to doing it. And the number one question here is, or the two big questions ought to be, why is bin Laden still at large, and what is the plan to get out of Iraq? And staying there is not a plan.
Absolutely. What's the success criteria? What defines success? you know, objectively, you know, and you can't get them to do that.
So we have to force them to.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, did you get, one of the things that was amazing yesterday, have you been telling people about the fast that Cindy Sheehan and the supporters are doing started yesterday?
Right, as Sean Penn and Cindy Sheehan and Susan Sarandon and a bunch of others. Right.
Yeah. I haven't. I was amazed. I didn't see anything in the paper. I actually.
It's on the AP wire.
Yeah, I actually fasted yesterday just because I, you know, just a personal decision, and I'm amazed at the way the news is reported. I think we need to get that more out. But anyway, thanks a lot.
All right, you got to call anytime.
Okay, bye.
All right, it's 7:29. Coming up on 7:30, we'll take more of your calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600 about whether you register any kind of shock on the shock-o-meter today about the Bin Laden unit being closed. And we'll try to get Michael Schroyer, who worked on this unit, we'll try to get him tomorrow to see if we can talk to him tomorrow about this. I'll save the story and see if we can see what he has to say about it. And how many of you seem to see things the way I see it, which is you know, you can have this North Korean missile thing. You can have all of these other issues going on. But the primary issues that face this country are the fact that this criminal, this guy, is still at large. And yet we get all this rhetoric that comes out of the mouths of the right about criminals. You know what? The number one criminal in this world is still at large, and we're not doing anything. We're closing the unit that goes after him. I mean, that's number one. And number two, you know, what is the strategy to get out of Iraq? What's the strategy? Instead, we get stuck by these other smokescreen issues, particularly going into an election year. Let's get a CBS News update about the missile situation, and then we'll talk more.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Sharon Middleman. An act of antagonism, saber-rattling, reaction to North Korea firing seven missiles over the past 24 hours has been swift.
It's very worrisome.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says talking would have worked better.
This is something that we clearly all wanted to avoid, and it's a sign that diplomacy has failed in so many ways.
All seven missiles landed in the Sea of Japan. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson is in Tokyo.
The Japanese were extremely annoyed, calling the missile test regrettable, Japan's prime minister saying, "Nothing profitable will come from this."
South Korea has called the missile launchings provocative, but has pledged to try talking. And in Seoul, protesters burned North Korean flags. The UN Security Council is set to meet in about half an hour for an emergency session. CBS News Special Report, I'm Sharon Middleman.
All right, it's 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll take a look at progressive traffic and then take more of your phone calls with Amelia Earhart. Does it shock you that the CIA has closed the unit focused on capturing Bin Laden?
I don't know how I feel about this. I am shocked, yeah.
That this guy's still at large and that we've dropped this unit?
I don't know. I was just listening to your last caller about how he thinks that they could capture him in a week, and I don't know. Part of me kind of believes him, you know. I almost feel that way as well. What do you think about that?
Well, like we couldn't go in with troops. We couldn't parachute troops in there and grab him.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to try to get Michael Schroyer on tomorrow to see if we can get him to talk about this, Bin Laden thing. But it amazes me that the right wing, the conservatives, can talk so tough about American security when they can't even capture the number one criminal in the world, the world's largest terrorist responsible for so much misery, and the guys out there running around. So, you know, you get people like Ann Coulter and others blaming the 9/11 widows when they ought to be blaming the correct sources, which are people like Bin Laden.
Yeah.
All right, what's the traffic look like?
Well, unfortunately, we do have a full closure this morning of the Diagonal Highway. That's 119, both directions, in fact, right at J Road. Here we have a head-on collision, and we did have a call for a chopper to land on the highway. That has been canceled due to heavy fog in the area, so we will be waiting for an ambulance to arrive on scene. But again, the Diagonal Highway is shut down at J. Unfortunately, there's no great alternate in the area. If you know your way around, you can use something like 63rd, possibly, if you are heading into Boulder from Longmont. And if you are heading to Longmont this morning, you can can possibly head around your side streets, use 63rd to access the Diagonal a little bit further north of here, but you will find significant delays as you head off to work this morning. Outside of that, the ramp to University from northbound I-25 is completely shut down due to overnight flooding, but we do have a full reopening of University beneath I-25, and that will remain open throughout the remainder of the drive. Now, today's forecast calls for highs around 80 degrees and a good chance of thunder showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 64 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor by visiting ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information on organ and tissue donation and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
.303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light cars.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Martin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 73, partly sunny with thunderstorms. In the New York Times yesterday, CIA closes unit focused on capturing bin Laden. And your comments about this, 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones and we go to Victor in Boulder. Victor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. What I want to say is, first of all, do you recall knowing about Salim bin Laden? Have you ever discussed some of bin Laden's brothers?
I don't know about his brothers, but his members of his family have been wanted at different times by the law.
Well, Salim bin Laden was Osama's brother, and he was also Bush's business partner. He funded Bush's first dry holes that he did with Arbusto Oil Company in Texas. This has been documented by Greg Callist and other journalists. And I'm surprised people aren't talking about that. There's a lot of coincidences with the bin Ladens and the Bushes that go back quite a ways.
So are you trying to sketch out the case that Bush has let him off the hook deliberately?
I don't know. I think everybody that has been watching the news should know that bin Laden is in Pakistan, right? I mean, where else is he? In Pakistan, of course.
Well, they suspect him of being in those mountains, up in the mountainous area between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Well, right, on the Pakistani side, which the Pakistanis are supposedly our allies, right? And I think it's interesting that everybody says that bin Laden is the author of 9/11. But I recall on the morning of 9/11, I was listening to the news, and I saw the second plane hit the tower, and only half an hour later, they started announcing bin Laden was responsible for this. And I'm wondering, where exactly did they get that evidence that bin Laden was responsible for this? Did he call up and...
No, because they had the intelligence that bin Laden was determined to attack the United States using aircraft. It was in a public, a public presidential briefing memo, in which this White House decided to ignore. And Bush went on vacation instead.
Right. Well, it just seems that not only was Salim bin Laden Bush's business partner, but also they continue to be investors in the Carlyle Group, which is also
But what is the point you're trying to make here? That there's a big conspiracy here going on? The fact that we don't have bin Laden, that we don't have him either because we're incapable of getting him, we're not smart enough. I mean, what conclusion are you trying to draw here?
Oh, I'm not drawing any conclusions. I'm just saying that these are questions that need to be asked, don't you think? Inquiring minds need to know.
I think we need to ask the leadership of this country time and time again why we don't have the guy.
Exactly. And what is he doing in Pakistan? What is Pakistan doing to get him? And to prove that he was the one behind the 9/11 thing, which... I still don't understand why Building Number 7 came down.
I'm not gonna start getting into that whole thing about you know 9/11 conspiracies. I'm not gonna deal with that.
Right.
I mean,
that's
Building
that's
Number
science.
7 came down because it was built cheaply. That's one of the reasons why it came down. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, let me see. Tim, you there?
Hello, this is Tim.
Yeah, I think I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the previous caller kind of completely beat me to the punch, but there is some kind of conclusion I'd like to make about that. Before I do, there's a little point that many people have forgotten, that immediately after 9/11, the bin Laden family was allowed to fly out of the United States when the entire fleet of the United States airplane industry was on the ground. There was one plane that was allowed to take off and take nationals out of the country. Now, my question is, what kind of level of authority must have been required in order for that to be allowed? So in addition to what the previous caller was saying, I guess the conclusion, if I connect the dots, you know, counting in the fact that business acquaintanceships, the investment in the Carlyle Group, and so on, is the only conclusion that I could make would be that there is some kind of a deal has been struck and that they had some element of ransom over either not affecting the oil industry or not doing other terrorist activities, and that he's been able to strike some kind of a deal. And then furthermore, about, 2 years ago, President Bush came out and just basically outright said that he doesn't spend a lot of time worrying about him. He just doesn't think about him. He doesn't spend a lot of time worrying about him. Now, how did we go from wanted dead or alive to I don't spend a lot of time worrying about him in, 6 to 8 months' time?
Because when you can't get somebody and you've made a mistake and you failed, the best thing to do to cover it up is to confront it and confront it with that kind of an answer.
Well, I've got a lot of confidence in the American military. They were able to dig Saddam out of a hole in a fairly short order of time. They also got his two sons in a fairly short order of time. And if they knew the approximate area that he was at, if they had the money and resources, they could, in fact, go find him. But it seems to me like they're kind of letting this one go.
Well, the area he's in, according to Schroer, is very rugged country, but I don't think that, and he's protected by tribes, but I don't think that precludes us from getting in there somehow and trying to get a hold of him. The thing that bothers me is there's just no talk of him. I mean, it's like he's just disappeared.
I can go on Digital Globe and take a picture of the bicycle shed in the back of my house if I wanted to, and that's just me sitting in my computer.
the ability of the American intelligence system to identify facilities in Afghanistan after that much commotion, which seemed to me it's beyond belief that they could just not be able to find them.
Well, I find it hard to believe, too, but I guess there's no will to do so, or we've written it off for some whatever the reason may be, and nobody ever talks about them anymore. And I'm talking about, occasionally you get a Democrat that will say something, but for the most part, most Democrats say nothing about it, and the Republicans are absolutely and completely silent.
Well, there's too many dots to connect here, taking into effect the business acquaintanceships, the Bin Laden family going free immediately after 9/11, and the other items that the previous caller was pointing out.
Well, I don't know if it's that complicated. Well, you know, I just don't know if it's that complicated. I don't know if it's a case of it's that, or if we've got another case once again where these boys in Washington sold a really good game and had the American people believing a really good game. And what it turns out to be, what it turns out to be is you know what? They're not the players they claim they are. Because you know what? Look what I was talking about earlier. Look at the mess. Look at how stuck we are when it comes to North Korea and Iran. We couldn't do anything about those countries even if we wanted to.
I seem to remember right after 9/11, there was some film footage of them bringing the news to Bin Laden, which he broadcast, and about how happy he was that his plans had actually gone forth.
Yeah, he used Al Jazeera TV, delivered a videotape. He was sitting around a radio cheering.
Right.
But we could have had him at Tora Bora, and we diverted and let him get away.
So it kind of adds up in my mind that there's been some kind of a deal has been struck.
Well, I don't know. I certainly wish we could find out and get to the bottom of it. Tim, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good day. Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600, 745, 15 away from 8 on AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin along with you. Why has Osama bin Laden largely been forgotten? And now we hear the CIA unit is responsible for focusing on the capture of bin Laden is being shut down. The world's most wanted terrorist allowed.
It's your roof. Talk about the fundamentals. Who would argue that your roof is one of the most important features of your home? My advice, don't talk to anyone about replacing your roof until you talk to the experts at Fowler & Peth first. Learn what tile, what texture, what color, and what contractor is right for your project. See all your roofing and decking options displayed from floor to ceiling at a Fowler & Peth showroom. There are three in the Denver metro area. Go to FowlerPeth.com for the location nearest you. Get the right material and the right contractor at FowlerPeth.com.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no med pay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
Progressive Talk and everybody doing their little prep work, putting their stories together. What is the story that Homie puts up on my computer screen this morning? Awkward moment abound in penis pump trial. Now, this is a family show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
What are you doing? What is this?
Well, Jay's in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We'll do what we want with the show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms.
How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
7:49, it's 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, and you can find just about any maker model you want at Rocky's. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, they've got it all, plus a whole lot more. And it's all at one convenient location, the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can also check out Rocky's Autos online. It's at rockysautos.com. Check out the inventory. Ask for Steve. He runs that whole thing. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Cuts down on paperwork time. Just find out about their business philosophy. See their TV commercials and find out what they're all about. Rocky's got a friendly, knowledgeable sales staff. They're out there to help you. And they'll go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on almost 25 years. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you stay past 9, you'll be fine because they'll help you out. Rocky's Autos has got just about everything you can think of, from gas savers to family vehicles to just about anything, including the original American sports car, the Corvette. They've got a couple of those out there as well. Rocky's has got a huge, huge selection, and they're good people to buy from. Mary and I have bought from them, been buying from them since 1997, and just haven't gone wrong. Steered a lot of our friends there, and they've all had good experiences as well. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Don't forget about their matching down incentive going on now, up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 down. That's Rocky's Autos. I can't think of a better place to get a car from a nicer group, a friendlier group of people than I can think of. I mean, they're just really, really great people. Go see them. 63rd and Federal, they're waiting to talk to you.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And there's only one way to stop them.
With Barracuda Network's spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
He knows what others can only guess. He sees what others can only imagine. He faces what others can only fear. He is Quentin Hayes of the FBI Special Crimes Unit, a psychic cop who knows just how dangerous a mind can be. Experience Chill of Fear, the relentless new thriller by New York Times bestselling author Kay Hooper. Read Chill of Fear by Kay Hooper, now a Bantam paperback.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 752. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 73. Under partly sunny skies, and we do have a chance of thunderstorms. We're talking about Bin Laden missing in action. Both political parties seem to talk very little about Bin Laden. Let's go to Al, who's been hanging on in Golden. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. With the news about the disbanding of another Clinton-era initiative being shut down, the news over the weekend about North Korea, at the top, bottom of the hour, Madeleine Albright coming up. The Democrats should be jumping on this, saying, using Reagan, paraphrasing Reagan, saying, "Are you safer today than you were 2 years ago? Are you safer today than you were 4 years ago?"
Really?
They need to be doing this. They need to be jumping on this right now, and they're not.
Yeah, you know something? I agree 100%. Are we safer? And when people try to say we are, we say, "Well, wait a minute, Bin Laden's still out there."
Exactly. This. These boneheads in Washington have actually made us more at risk than ever. As an American who would love to travel overseas, I'm afraid to, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I've had similar thoughts. Because we're not well-liked, and I've talked about this on the air and have tried to get a conversation going about this, about how many Americans really care what the people in other countries think about us. Do we ever take the time to figure that, well, you know what, we may not be too popular in some parts of the world due to the way we conduct ourselves, and does that bother anybody? Because, after all, I mean, the globe is quite tight and quite small now due to global communications and technology and just everything that's going on. Whether people actually take the time, or is that too impractical of a touchy-feely kind of way of looking at global relations?
Well, you know what? We're Hillary Clinton said it in her book. We're a village, you know.
But, you know, conservatives don't want you to believe that. The conservatives want you to believe that it's every man for himself and screw anybody else who gets in my way.
But if that's the case, Jay, we are not safer than we were just 24 months ago.
No, I would agree. I would agree. As long as Bin Laden remains at large, we can't possibly claim we are safer.
No, not at all. And with seven missiles in the Sea of Japan this morning, we are not safer.
No.
We're way further at risk for an all-out confrontation that's going to involve the entire world.
You know, Al, I don't disagree with anything you're saying, and I'll tell you something. North Korea is another example of something. What can we, you know, we won't talk to them directly, which Madeleine Albright indicates is the course we should have taken, and I agree that we should have talked to them directly to find out exactly what it is they want. We want to play the six-party talks game with them, and they went ahead and fired the missiles. Now, what's the consequence for doing something we didn't want them to do? There is no consequence because we're incapable of providing one.
Right, and you know, over the weekend, Owen signed an order to send Colorado National Guard troops to the border. What happens if we get another Hayman fire?
Well, we're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. Well, we need to, again, Jay, we need to be pushing this message. Are you safer than you were just 24 months ago?
Yeah, you know what? I agree 100%. Al, thank you, man. Great call.
Have a great day.
Okay, and he's right. We should be talking about this. Are we safer? Is there more security in this country when Bin Laden is at large, when there are missiles being lobbed into the sea? I mean, are we safer? Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, to go after Bin Laden, we have to seek justice. And to seek justice, we need to have morality. That's something neither the Republicans or the Democrats can have because they're both focused on winning, maintaining power, having the business contacts.
I think to a large degree you're right about that. I think it's definitely true in the Republican Party. The Republican Party definitely represents a business constituency and a rich elite class, and they are elitists, even though they try to pawn off that whole elitist label on us. But I would just ask people to look at who they vote for and what legislation they back and what they propose as an example of who they really back. And there are members of the Democratic Party that unfortunately are in the same pockets, and they're taking the same money.
And
I agree.
If you listen to all the talk is pragmatic. The talk is about winning the next election. The talk is about gaining power. The talk is not about right and wrong. There's no moral outrage. I mean, if we were focused on justice, and I think the security of our country lies in us seeking justice, because if we do unjust things, not only are people going to come back and be angry at us and have revenge for us, but they should. Because when we do unjust things, there should be a gruesome consequence to that. When when Dick Durbin had the courage to say on the floor of the Senate what the FBI agent said in his thing about us chaining a naked prisoner to the floor in Guantanamo and tormenting him, letting him lie there in his feces and urine for 36 hours, there should have been outrage in the Congress.
Yeah, there should have been.
And there was not.
Yeah, I agree.
There were these people.
I agree, 100%.
Republican no outrage. No moral outrage.
I agree 100%. Thank you, Dave. I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. We'll continue this about Bin Laden around the corner right after the news. 7:58, a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with J. Marvin. Good to have you along. Good to be back.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel. Knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or four stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Chris Mavridis, outside UN headquarters in New York.
This is obviously a very serious matter because of the North Korean provocation.
UN Ambassador John Bolton just moments ago. The UN Security Council is meeting today to discuss North Korea. It's launched a seventh missile today on top of the six they test-fired yesterday. At the White House, there is reaction live to Washington and CBS's Howard Arenstein. So, Howard, how's the White House? So what is the White House saying here?
Chris, White House officials say the hope here is to keep international pressure on North Korea and try to stop the missile launches from becoming a confrontation between Washington and Pyongyang. First step in that campaign is dispatching Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill to China, Japan, and South Korea. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley told reporters that the defiant missile launches underscore the importance of the international community staying together to send a common message. Get back to six-party talks on nuclear disarmament. Chris?
CBS's Howard Arenstein live in Washington, high above Earth.
The first pass along the starboard wing.
The crew of the Shuttle Discovery with a big job, live to the Kennedy Space Center, and CBS's Peter King. So, Peter, what's on the agenda today?
Right now they're taking a look at the heat shield that they'll need to come home safely.
And Houston Discovery, we're picking up starboard survey.
Discovery, your go to pick up the survey and your go to execute the maneuver.
The crew's using its robot arm boom extension with laser sensors to tell them if there are cracks or other damage to the wing leading edge panels and nose cap, all covered with that protective reinforced carbon-carbon material, Chris.
CBS's Peter King live at the Kennedy Space Center. This just in, Enron founder Ken Lay has been found dead, apparently of a heart attack.
Holy.
We'll have more on this story later. Forget the slot machines and crap tables. All bets are off in Atlantic City. The state of New Jersey has shut its casinos down. Bad news for Edith from Brooklyn.
On the weekends, this is my hangout. I like coming here. And this is my vacation. They like throwing us out, you know, and it's not fair.
New Jersey's got big budget troubles, and unless someone's got an ace up their sleeve, those casinos will stay closed till they figure it all out. How high can you count in Spanish? They'll go as high as 31 million in Mexico today, counting the number of presidential votes cast in Mexico City. CBS's Adrian Bard says...
Just hours before the recount began, Mexican electoral authorities recognized they had excluded some 2.5 million votes from the preliminary results. They weren't sure whether those votes were authentic. If they are validated, the distance between the two candidates would narrow to only about 250,000 votes.
Right now, the conservative candidate leads the leftist by a slim margin. Four triangles, originally made of just 30 inches of fabric, the vision of Louis Reard, a French engineer who really liked the ladies. The bikini turns 60 today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 70 points. This is CBS News.
My grandfather started this business 50 years ago. He worked hard against tough odds to make...
My son and I worked long hours to meet our deadlines. Someday this will be his.
Decided to go out on my own. We open our third location next week.
Whatever the history of your business, it's more than just a source of revenue. It's a source of pride, security for your family and your employees, and perhaps a legacy for future generations. If your success has created a need to build and expand, can you really afford less than the quality of General Steel? A pre-engineered steel building from the General can save you significant costs. and save you significant time compared to conventional construction. And the General offers a 50-year warranty. Call the General at 866-90-STEEL for free information on how affordable a General Steel building can be. For example, a 60 by 200-foot building for under $107,000. For almost any size and purpose, call 866-90-STEEL and ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. If you need space, you need the General. Call 866-90-STEEL today.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The folks at NORAD in Colorado Springs say they're monitoring the missile tests happening in North Korea.
Obviously, there's a little bit more buzz here at the headquarters, but U.S. Northern Command provides this type of monitoring day in and day out.
Michael Kucharak says NORAD officials were immediately aware of the launches from North Korea. Strong thunderstorms with heavy rain rolled through the metro area and the Front Range last night. The storms caused two rain delays in the Rockies game and disrupted fireworks displays. In downtown Denver, a storm produced more than an inch of rain in an hour, and the off-ramp from northbound I-25 to University was still under about 2 feet of water this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. Taking a look at the Diagonal Highway this morning, it is still completely shut down at J Road, both directions, in fact, due to a head-on collision that happened just about a half an hour ago. Now, due to heavy fog in the Boulder and Longmont area, the chopper was unable to land on the highway, and we're still waiting for the accident to get cleared up by the ambulance right now. Do expect heavy delays making your way between the two cities. Now, there is no great alternate to get around this, but if you can, you can use 63rd Avenue or head over by the Boulder Reservoir to get onto the Diagonal Highway. Outside of that, we now have a two-car accident working along westbound I-76 right at 74th Avenue with minor delays here. And across southbound I-25, our jamming still persists between 104th Avenue and 84th, and again south of here between I-70 and Spear. Today's forecast should reach a high of about 80 degrees, and currently we're at 65 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment could...
With energy bills skyrocketing, the Odyssey window makes more sense than ever. I'm Jeff Kingery, and I know a home run when I see one. Odyssey Windows has a triple pane window that's affordable. Go to odysseywindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
And start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, here's one for you at 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The news services are confirming that former Enron chairman Ken Lay has died. His family spokesperson said he died in Aspen, Colorado over the weekend. Ken Lay, the former chairman of Enron, is dead. The cause of Ken Lay's death is not yet known. Now, you might remember that when Vince Foster committed suicide, man, the right wing, the conservatives, went nuts about how Hillary had something to do with it, about how the Clintons had Vince Foster murdered. Well, I don't know. Would it be wrong of us to start yakking at the fact that possibly the Bush White House had Ken Lay knocked off? Would that be wrong? Because they didn't want Ken Lay to say anything about the relationship between Ken Lay and George W. Bush? Would it be wrong to spread that kind of rumor and an unfounded innuendo? Would it be wrong to spread that around? After all, I mean, the conservatives did it. They did it for the longest period. They wrote hell. They wrote books about it. So, what is the story with Ken Lay and why did he die? And could the Bush administration have had anything to do with his death? Well, listen, hey, shades of Vince Foster. You know what goes around comes around. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we're going to have Andy Grotto, policy analyst for national security at the International Policy Center for American Progress. We'll talk to him about North Korea. And then we're going to get the word at 9:05 from the man who knows it all, Michael Schroyer, will be here to talk about the closing of the Bin Laden unit, which is what we're talking about right now. And Schroyer was involved with that unit throughout his entire career with the CIA and spent years hunting Bin Laden. And if anybody can tell you anything about this unit and about Bin Laden, Schroyer definitely can, because Schroyer definitely knows. Let's go to Marcy in the Idaho Springs. Marcy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Marcy.
Back.
Hey, Marcy.
Happy you had a good vacation.
Oh, I had a great vacation.
Good. I heard someone speak, and I either heard it or I read it on a blog. It sounded very credible. What they said was that Bin Laden is probably in the tribal lands. Pakistan, the Pakistani government doesn't control tribal lands any more than I do. They don't really want us going in there. The Pakistani government really doesn't want us going in there, and it would take a horrific force. It would take an awful lot of probably special forces, because the people are supporting Bin Laden there. He's being kept pretty comfortably. And so we aren't willing to take that, to commit that much of a force and really anger the Pakistani just to get Bin Laden.
How about hit where he's staying with a rocket?
I don't think they know enough about where he's staying. I suspect it's the same as he used to be, where you'd travel from house to house to house. I don't know that they've... And it, the person that I heard speak said that they don't have the intelligence to know exactly where he is, but they know pretty close. And the tribal lands are pretty rough.
Well, all of that's rough, and it would be rough to get him, and I think all of us realize that it would be rough to get him. And the idea that that we could drop a laser guided bomb on him, but the thing is, what disturbs me is that one, they closed down the unit, and two, that there's just no talk of him anymore.
They're trying to make us forget about him. I don't think they want us to remember that they must won. The other thing is to remember that if Bin Laden is dead, he'll be another Che Guevara. I mean, he'll be just as... He won't lose power. They'll still use him.
Yeah, well, but still, they still don't talk about him at all. And so the next time a conservative says to you, well, aren't things safer now than they were? Say, well, I don't know. The world's number one terrorist is still at large. How safe does that make us?
Absolutely.
But have you ever noticed in the talking head shows, no one ever brings that up?
Oh, no. Now, the other thing, I really like your Ken Lay idea.
Oh, we should start a rumor that Ken Lay was knocked off by the White House.
It's easy to make it look like a heart attack, Jay.
Yeah, something happened to him.
Clearly.
And the White House is involved.
Oh, clearly.
Or maybe the same people that got Ken Lay are the same people that got Vince Foster. You think so?
It could be. You never know.
All right, Marcy, thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Sue on C-470. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good, thank you. As far as Ken Lay goes, I don't think we should take the low ground like the Republicans and the conservatives. Let's take the high ground and just let it go.
I'd rather take the low ground. It's a lot more fun.
Well, it may be more fun, but you know what? Ken Lay's meeting his maker now. He's got the ultimate judgment.
Yeah, question is, how'd he get there, though? I want a total explanation as to how he died.
Why? What is it going to serve?
Because I don't trust the White House, that's why.
Well, I don't either.
I mean, the conservative movement in this country spent years publishing all sorts of phony baloney books about the death of Vince Foster. I think it's now time that we started publishing books about the death of Ken Lay.
Nah, just let him rest in peace.
Not after what he did.
Well, I just don't think it's going to serve any purpose. I really don't. And I think it makes us look bad.
Oh, you know what purpose I think it serves? I think it serves to show how ridiculous the right wing really is in this country. That they had gone on all of that, that they had gone on that whole Vince Foster thing, that had gone on for months and months and months and months and months, and it trailed into years. And you know what? Hey, listen, we can have a little bit of that. We can have a little bit of that kind of fun too.
Well, I think you're going to convince
the liberals and the conservatives aren't going to hear a single thing. You know, they're just going to let it go.
Well, you know what? If the conservatives heard a single thing that was being said, they'd realize that that they had been hoodwinked by their own party.
Yeah, but you know what? They think differently. I've got a couple of friends that, my God, you cannot get anything through to them. I just don't understand how their brains are wired.
Well, I've had those discussions too. I mean, I've got conservative friends, and sometimes it's very, very hard to get them to see things. And I've even thought about the idea of, well, okay, well then take a GOP legislator who you really like and you really admire, and then go look at their voting record and find out where they've taken their campaign contributions from. I mean, I don't understand in any way, shape, or form how anybody can get behind a party that would be in favor of taxing a wealth, taxing work. And not wealth, but somehow these people are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, they're convinced that somebody somewhere is getting something they're not getting, and that government somehow is taking from them unjustly. And everybody wants to identify with the rich because everybody wants to be rich. And there's nothing wrong with the American dream and achieving it and having an aspiration. But there is something wrong when the rules are rigged. And we have to get through to them to the fact that if they think that they're being ripped off on one level, that compares to nothing compared to how they're being ripped off by the government and big corporations. And there are also Democrats who go along with this too, you know.
Yeah. But you know what? It sounds like a perfect definition of mass paranoia.
Well, I just don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I think about trying to get through to them almost every single day. I think about trying to get through to them. I think about trying how to reach them, how to get them to see that, for instance, the laws are being written by big corporations, that workers' rights are being limited, that work is being taxed and not wealth, that most of that wealth is investment wealth and is unearned, you know, capital through inheritance. And why should that get a free ride? And how do these tax cut benefits really benefit somebody who's making $50,000 or $60,000 a year when it really doesn't, or even $70,000 or $80,000 a year? It's real hard to try to break through all that with them. And to get them through. But, you know, the right wing has had 30 to 31 years to do what they've done, and we haven't spent 31 years. And now it's going to take us years to catch up, but at least we're at least trying to get on the way.
Yeah, but we have one thing in our favor, and that's George Bush has screwed up so badly that, you know, at least we have plenty to focus on as far as how they've messed up our government.
Well, the neocons have been given their dream. They got in control of everything, and you know what? They've wrecked everything they've touched. There's no question about that. Sue, thanks. Have a good drive.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's one line open at 303-713-7017 after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Coming up at 8:30, Andy Grotto, policy analyst for National Security and International Policy Center for American Progress about North Korea. What is it that the North Koreans really want? And then at 9 o'clock, we'll talk about what we're talking about now, about Bin Laden and the Bin Laden unit shutting down. And we'll get Michael Schroyer's reaction to that. He was with the Bin Laden unit of the CIA for most of his career and hunted Bin Laden for a long, long time.
Get the good stuff.
Want to know the two secrets to extending the life of your vehicle? Get your oil changed every 3,000 miles and only use high-quality oil filters, like the Napa Gold Oil Filter. It traps 45% more dirt than the leading brands. And now, when you buy two Napa Gold Oil Filters at your local Napa Auto Parts store, you'll get a Napa Filter's 40th anniversary hat free. It's only at participating Napa stores and only good while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden,
The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. The unsurpassed experience of Spivak Vision Center. The safest, most proven LASIK technology available today. Plans that offer you the added confidence of our Spivak Vision for Life commitment. And 0% financing available. Our fees for Spivak Plus start at only $9.95. And with up to 18 months interest-free financing, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget, including yours. So stop waiting for LASIK and call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 about our Spivak Plus LASIK plan. That's 303-C2020. Or just go online at Spivak.com.
Hey, 20 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. I've talked to you about how Coco and Jackson have done on Purina One and how much of a difference it's made in their lives, and they've been on it ever since they've been pups. Well, let me tell you about Penny. Penny says, when I adopted my dog, I was very scared in the beginning, but now she is the most lovable dog anyone can ask for. She is a German Shepherd. She's like my kids. She eats dinner when we do. She sleeps in a dog bed next to my bed. She has grown stronger and healthier since being on natural blends. I tell all our friends to use the product. My dog gets good results from the vet now, and the vet is very pleased. My dog might be a pet, but she is like my kid. I love her dearly and would never trade her. And, you know, if you feel that way about your dog, then it's important about what your dog eats, and you just don't want to go feed your dog anything. And that's why Mary and I wholeheartedly recommend Purina One. You know what? Have you taken time to take the Purina One challenge? Well, you know what? If you haven't, you should, because you could see healthy changes in your pet, just like we've seen in ours. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Do it today. Or take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Let me give you the number again, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Take it from us. You know what? Purina really does work, and your dog will feel and look 100% better. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
Al Franken.
You know, you go out, if you go camping and you look at the stars and you look at nature, you can't help but think, something, there's something here. But I also do it like, if I sit down to write something, you write a good joke, I think, and it just came from somewhere. There are jokes that you write that feel like they're written by God. Okay, that sounds like bull, but I actually believe it.
The Al Franken Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 822, 22 minutes after 8, high today 73, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ken Lay found dead over the weekend in Aspen, Colorado. His family said he passed away. Question is, how did he die? I can't resist. Shades of Vince Foster. I just can't resist. Here's Holly in Larimer County. Holly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Holly.
Well, that's real interesting about Ken Lay, and I was just thinking that, remember that guy down in Florida who was murdered? Connected to Abramoff?
Yep, that's true.
So maybe they have a hit squad.
Well, you never know.
Well, I'm leaving for Africa tomorrow, and I got to tell you, I've been thinking about this. You know, I live up here in the hills with the coyotes. I never think about terrorism, but North Korea really doesn't bother me. I think Japan is the one that's threatened there, and we really have to stand with Japan. But Bin Laden, that's another thing. I'm really nervous about just being in New York.
Why? New York's perfectly safe.
I feel like there's a target on that poor town. Another thing that kind of bothers me is just in the last few weeks, Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda have taken over Somalia.
Yep, that's very, very true.
Shares the border with Kenya, where I'm going. So I've kind of been keeping an eye on that. That makes me just a little nervous, I got to say.
Yeah, that would bother me.
But on the other hand, I think of, Bill Clinton has been such a good ambassador, you know, with his AIDS project and everything down there in Africa. So I think that that helps a little bit for Americans to travel. And to give George Bush credit, which I tell you, I never do, he has put a lot of money into Africa. So we kind of have some good relations with Africa right now.
Well, maybe when you go down there, you can talk to people in other countries. You can talk to people in Africa, and you can ask them what in the world, how they feel about us and what their feeling is towards Americans and American foreign policy if you get into those kind of discussions.
Oh, I probably will. I'm one of those people. But, you know, I do know in West Africa, they wear Bin Laden T-shirts like we wear Bronco T-shirts.
That's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that in East Africa or not, but, you know, West Africa's a little bit Sierra Leone and all that is on the West Coast, and that's a really violent, unrested area, so I don't know. I'll be interested to see if I see any of that in Kenya.
Yeah, well, you have to let us know.
Yeah, well, that's just my thoughts. I tell you, I don't ever think about terrorism, but I have been taking this trip, and I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, you'll be fine. You'll be safe, and you'll have a good time. And when you come back, you call us and tell us what went on.
I will.
Okay, Holly. Have a good trip.
Thanks.
Okay, Bye. You got it. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I wanted to bring up a thing about Korea, but you talk about terrorism. And I think the Europeans take it more serious than we do, because a few months ago I went into Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. And it's unnerving when you have your passport checked by a gendarme in a kepi with a submachine gun strapped across his chest.
Well, I've had that done before.
Oh, you've been to or you know, but anyway, this thing about Korea, somebody's not telling us something in the Bush administration. Did you read that that long range missile didn't make it but 5 miles away from its launch point?
Yeah, I saw that.
I have a feeling, and you might think me goofy, and I watch too many science fiction movies. I think we've got in our black budget a certain type of satellite with a death ray or something that we knew it was going to happen, and we knocked it down out of space.
Yeah, I think you've been watching too many sci-fi films.
But do you think that somebody's working on something like that?
No. How about the simple fact that the North Koreans are incompetent? But they can't build a missile that can go that far.
Oh, that's true, too. That's probably true, too. But I'm just wondering, too, you know, because I get real paranoid about some of these black programs that, you know, we don't know about.
Well, if you start getting too paranoid, maybe you should see somebody about it.
Well, not see that. I'm just wondering, you know, what have we got that we don't know about that all of a sudden
we're going to get... We have a lot of things we don't know about, but we don't have some death ray machine that fires from outer space and knocks down missiles. We have that Star Wars plan, but that doesn't work 90% of the time.
Okay. I didn't mean to sound foolish, but I'm just wondering.
Well, I know, but I mean, it comes across as being like a little, kind of out there.
Well... Hey, I'm just wondering, you know, with the neighborhood there, that neighborhood, you know, in that part of Asia, you think the Russians and the PRC and the Japanese are going to put up with that?
Well, I think they're trying to talk to them, but I think that we need to jump in and also get directly involved and talk to them directly. I don't understand why we won't speak to them directly. And we'll ask Andy Grotto about it coming up here in a few minutes about why it is the United States won't have direct, discussions with North Korea.
Well, I hope you had a happy 4th.
Well, I did, and I hope you did, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. And we'll find out. We'll find out why it is or what Andy's feelings are as to why we won't get involved and have a direct discussion with them. And as far as Bin Laden goes, his name has kind of disappeared. And if you count the number of times when we talk about the quote-unquote war on terror, not the war in Iraq, but the war on terror, his name never comes up. Bin Laden is never mentioned, which I find to be, you know, incredible. I mean, here's a guy who engineered 9/11, and we get nothing. No discussion of him whatsoever. And it not only comes from the Republicans, who don't talk about it, but it also comes from the Democrats, who say very little about Bin Laden as well. Although, there have been Democrats who have spoken up. And I think John Kerry was one of them during the Senate debate about the war in Iraq and about terrorism, that he said that Bin Laden's name had not even been mentioned by either party. He said nobody brought it up. He said, whatever happened to the idea of Bin Laden? And we'll talk to Michael Schwerer about Bin Laden coming up at 9 o'clock with this news that the CIA is going to close the unit focused on capturing Bin Laden. So have we given up the chase for Bin Laden? Do we, you know, and would you accept, let me ask you something, do you accept the premise that if we have him successfully isolated in the mountains of Pakistan, that that's a good enough deal? That that would be fine with you? Or do you still stick to the idea that he and his compatriots should definitely be brought to trial? See, I want them to be brought to trial. I want them to stand trial in a court in the United States of America for what they've done. I don't like the idea that, well, we just got them up there isolated in the mountains. And the Pakistanis should be helping us. And we'll find out from Michael Schwerer why they don't help us more than they already have. And why it is exactly we can't get this guy like we could Zarqawi and a number of other terrorists. Why we couldn't put a laser-guided bomb in there on where he's staying. There'd be collateral damage, as they say. There'd be people, innocent people killed. But if they're protecting him, then, you know something? Tough luck. All right, we'll get a CBS News update, and then we'll talk a little bit more about
CBS
Korea.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Sharon Middleman. North Korea fires 7 missiles in the last 24 hours, and that has prompted the U.N. Security Council to call an emergency meeting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton.
We hope we have a strong and unanimous signal from the council that this kind of behavior is unacceptable.
Joining us live now is CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein. What's the White House saying about this move by North Korea?
Well, Sharon, White House spokesman Tony Snow says this is not simply a confrontation between the U.S. and North Korea. So the State Department's point man, Christopher Hill, is heading for Beijing, Tokyo, and Seoul with the message that North Korea must be brought back to six-party talks on its nuclear intentions.
This is Celia Hatton in Beijing. China's calling for calm following the North Korean missile tests, but it's not using any strong language against North Korea, its historic ally. This follows China's regular pattern of refusing to pick sides in public.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Sharon Middleman.
All right, back to me. It's 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll get a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Yes, Jay.
So, Amelia, Ken Lay is dead.
He is. Of a massive coronary, right?
Aspen, Colorado. Do you think he died mysteriously, or do you think that the Republicans had something to do with it?
No, I think he just passed away.
Oh, you don't think the Republicans had anything to do with it?
No.
A la Ken Lay?
I don't think anybody had anything to do with it.
A la Vince Foster? You don't think the Republicans, the conservatives, had anything to do with Ken Lay going to his grave?
No conspiracy here, Jay.
Because they didn't want him to talk?
I don't think so. Maybe he's just hiding out in Aspen, though. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
All right. What's going on with the traffic?
Well, some good news to report up in the Boulder area. One direction of the Diagonal Highway has been reopened. That is the Longmont-bound side after a head-on collision, but Boulder-bound is still completely shut down right at J Road, so do expect delays as you make your way into Boulder this morning. Outside of that, I-25 is slowly improving. We are still looking at slowdowns across the southbound lanes of the highway coming out of Thornton and North Glen, right between 104th Avenue and 84th, yet again between I-70 and Spear. But northbounders, as you make your way across I-25, we still have a full closure of the off-ramp to University. We had a pretty big puddle there earlier this morning, and crews are still working to get this cleared from the roadway. It looks like it should reopen right around noon, but for the time being, Colorado Boulevard is a great alternate. Today's forecast calls for highs around 80 degrees, and currently we're at 67 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Your passion, their commitment. For women who own a business, Key for Women is the perfect match. Visit key.com/women to learn all the ways their dedicated specialists help make dreams come true. For women who own their business, there's Key Bank. Key, achieve anything.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
834, it's 34 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I've been talking to you for a while now about Icon Laser Center. I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. And you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you have to pay more. But it's just not true. When they won't, what they won't tell you is, and what they're not going to tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, so they can pass on the savings to you. It's that simple. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
836, 24 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 73. Partly sunny skies with thunderstorms. North Korea test-fired its seventh missile today, intensifying the furor that began when the reclusive regime defied international protests by launching a long-range missile and at least five shorter-range rockets earlier in the day. The missiles, all of which apparently fell harmlessly into the Sea of Japan, provoked international condemnation. The convening of an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council and calls in Tokyo for economic sanctions. Our special guest on this issue is Andy Grotto from the Center for American Progress. Grotto is a policy analyst for the National Security and International Policy Center at the Center for American Progress. And Andy, good morning, Andy, and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Good to be here. Thanks.
All right, what's North Korea ultimately looking for here?
Well, it's not really known for sure what their objective is, but one prominent theory is that Kim Jong-il feels that Iran has taken center stage and the world is ignoring North Korea. This is a regime that relishes being the center of attention, even if the attention is negative. It makes leadership feel important and somehow more legitimate.
So what they basically want is they want attention from us.
Yeah, I think that's right. This is a way to focus the world once again on North Korea's missile programs, its nuclear programs, and its erratic behavior.
How far away are they from actually having the capability of delivering a nuclear warhead to the western continental United States?
It's hard to put a specific number on that, but you know there's sort of two steps they've got to take still. I mean, we know they have enough plutonium for possibly a half dozen or more nuclear weapons. It is one thing, though, to have the plutonium. It's another thing to actually be able to build a weapon and mount it on a warhead. So that's kind of the first option. That's a very difficult engineering challenge. The second step is coming up with a reliable missile. And as we saw on this test earlier this morning, it failed after 42 seconds. So I would say some years before they had the capability to hit the West Coast.
Now, when we talk about attention, when they wanting attention and want center stage, what is it exactly that they want us? What do they want from the West? They want us to talk to them. What do they want?
I think they're looking for the United States to engage in bilateral talks with them. I think that's what they're gunning for here. But you know, it's even that is speculation. This is a regime that is notoriously difficult to understand. We don't know a whole lot about how decision making is made inside of Pyongyang. So it's anybody's guess, really.
I mean, in other words, we won't talk to them directly, will we?
No, I think, particularly under these circumstances, you know, we shouldn't be rewarding bad behavior. But I do think that in the long run, the only way we're going to really settle both the missile issue and, more importantly from my perspective, the nuclear issue, is by engaging in bilateral talks with the North Koreans.
So eventually, after this dies down, we should this administration should definitely look at talking to them directly, one-on-one.
No, I think so. I think so. And you know, we should use this event to press South Korea and China, which are very, very angry at this, as other countries are in the region, to put greater pressure on North Korea to rejoin the six-party talks. Once those talks are back on track and the United States receives more assurances that the North Koreans are getting serious about the negotiations, then we should consider bilateral talks.
I wonder how much weight the Chinese carry with the North Koreans.
They carry a fair amount of weight for two reasons. First and foremost is that the Chinese are North Korea's greatest supplier of fuel oil and a host of food aid and other economic assistance. In many respects, China is North Korea's lifeline. The other dimension is that China is perhaps North Korea's last remaining ideological ally. China, obviously, is quite a bit different politically than North Korea, but they do have this shared history of, you know, fighting the United States and the South Koreans in the Korean War in the early 50s.
So who knows them best, the Chinese?
I think probably the Chinese do. But even the Chinese, you know, if you talk to Chinese diplomats, even they are, you know, sometimes, or in fact often, confounded by North Korean behavior. This is a regime, again, that is erratic. It has a history of unusual behavior. They're not at all transparent in terms of how they make decisions. So it's a very, very difficult regime for even the Chinese to understand.
Who's running that country? Do we have any idea about how that operates, about who makes those decisions in Pyongyang?
Well, the best guess is Kim Jong-il, who is the son of the deer leader, as the North Koreans call him. He was Kim Il Sung,
right.
was the revolutionary leader, and Kim Jong-il is his son. So there's kind of a dynastic dimension to North Korean governance. Now, it's not clear, though, day to day, who's calling the shots. I think the theory is that it's Kim Jong-il, but again, we don't know for sure.
He's kind of a scary guy.
Yes, he is. He's a very eccentric person. He doesn't seem to have a real clear grasp of you know, how the world works, what other countries are doing. This is a guy who is sheltered, in essence. That's a very dangerous situation because, you know, if you think about, you know, deterrence, for example, the only way deterrence works is if you are able to tailor your capabilities to your adversary's objectives and their own decision making. If you don't know what their decision how their decision making works, what their objectives are, it's very hard. It can be very difficult to deter them.
And we have no intelligence, literally no intelligence on the ground in that country.
I just don't know. It's possible we have some. I would be doubtful that it would be a very high quality, only because we don't have an embassy there. We don't. You know, it's very difficult for intelligence operators to move around in that country. Most of what we have is signal intelligence, you know, satellite photos and listening in on conversations. But yeah, I just, you know, it's anybody's guess what level of quality that intelligence is.
Because, you know, it seems to me it's such a closed society that, you know, that it would be very hard, really, to glean anything out of what goes on, say, in the halls of power there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very closed society, and it's a very paranoid society as well. You know, the North Korean government is you know, engaged in widespread spying on its own people. It enlists the help of citizens to spy on each other. So this is a country that is very, very mindful of people listening in, and that makes it even more difficult for the United States to listen in.
You know, the other thing is, if we don't know enough to shape a deterrent, how are we going to come up with a deterrent in order to get them to stop? And is it illogical to even think that we could come up with some kind of a deterrent?
I think right now we have a very effective deterrent against the North Koreans using force in any way, whether it's threatening a nuclear strike against the United States some 10 years down the road when they may have that capability, or taking action, conventional action on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has the third largest standing military in the world, and the zone between South Korea and North Korea is one of the most heavily militarized zones in the world. And deterrence has held there for more than 50 years now. The better question, to my mind, is how do you tailor a set of incentives, which may involve security guarantees of some kind, to convince North Korea to give up its nuclear arsenal? And there is where we run into major problems, not knowing exactly what North Korea's objective is.
And suppose they say no, they don't want to give it up. Then what do? It seems we have limited options with them.
We do, and this is why I still think diplomacy is the best route, despite this most recent event. There was this op-ed written by two former Clinton administration officials, Ash Carter and Bill Perry, I believe, in the New York Times, two men who I have a great deal of respect for. They argued that the United States should preemptively take out the North Korean missile launch facility. And, to my mind, that was a colossal mistake on their part to advocate that position. You know, there's a number of problems with it. First and foremost, what happens on day two after we carry out a strike? North Korea will simply rebuild. And what are we going to do, keep bombing them? No, that's just not realistic. It wouldn't solve the problem. Same time, North Korea certainly has the capability to cause a great deal of death and destruction on the Korean Peninsula. How certain are we that North Korea wouldn't level Seoul in retaliation? And then finally, military strikes would permanently foreclose the possibility of North Korea ever giving up its nuclear program.
The idea of striking them like that, though, doesn't that kind of give them what they want? See, look,
yeah,
they're picking on me.
Exactly, it does, and this is a regime that survives on this sort of by perpetuating this permanent feeling of warfare among its citizenry. The citizens are doing military drills all the time. They're the country, the leadership retains legitimacy by kind of amplifying the military threat, and that's how it sustains its rule.
So if we attack them, we're simply giving them what they want.
I think so. Yeah, and I mean, again, I think that in this case, a military strike would be sheer folly. Now you can imagine circumstances where, if the United States were imminently threatened, then we would be fully justified in taking military action. Those circumstances are exceedingly rare and frankly not on the map right now. And so in many respects, a military option is kind of a red herring here. We should continue to focus on diplomacy as the best route.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. Thanks for shedding some light on this. Really appreciate you being on the program this morning.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. Anytime.
All right. That's Andy Grotto, political policy analyst for the National Security and International Policy at the Center for American Progress. 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll open phone it until 9 o'clock, in which Michael Schroyer will be here to talk about Bin Laden and the closing of the Bin Laden unit. And then we'll jump back to open phones after that. So whatever it is you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And I never did this morning get to ask my question successfully here about gambling and about gambling in the state of Colorado. 303-713-7600.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
You've heard about rules of the road. Today, you're going to learn about insurance rules of the road for personal injuries. Rule number one, the insurance company is not on your side. Rule number two, the insurance company has highly trained adjusters and lawyers on their side. Rule number three, if you don't readily understand exactly why you need a professional on your side, go back to rules one and two. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. At Bell & Pollock, we've worked for over 20 years to help injured people just like you navigate this unending maze of insurance laws and insurance traps. When you're injured and deal with an insurance company, you need your own professional. We're experienced personal injury lawyers. We'll handle your claim on a distinguished and professional basis. If you've been injured, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. 303-795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Once a year, damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
8:50, 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Why is it so, you know, that when you need to have people have work done on your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? Well, that's just something I just don't get, because you know what? Let me tell you about a great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. That's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to give any cash up front. And these guys offer some very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. And these shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our communities and will help keep your house cooler in the summer. How about a solar-powered attic fan? Man, you just can't beat it. Or a solar tube that provides free light in your house. When Tom Martino needed a roof, who did he use? He used XL Roofing. So they must know what they're doing. If you're putting a new roof on Tom Martino's house, you better get it right. And that's why Tom went to XL. Get off your half moons. Call XL now at 303-761-6400 or go to their website, xlroofing.com. They're great folks to do business with. XL Roofing.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Planning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:52. 52 minutes past the hour. High today 73. Chance of thunderstorms in the forecast. And it's good to have you along. Good to be back. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? I want to see that Body 2 show at the Natural History Museum. You know all the dead bodies? Where you can see inside them? Man, that was something else. I didn't get squeamish. But it was weird. Had a little baby skull. A weird looking thing. Yeah, John, you ought to take Stacy to it.
You know, we've been thinking about going to that. You say it was pretty cool?
Yeah,
I'm planning to check it out.
Don't take your kids, though.
No, definitely not. No, not under five.
No.
But it's running, what, through most of the rest of the summer, isn't it?
Through the 24th, I believe, of August. I'm not sure.
You ought to check it out.
Then it's going to a casino in Las Vegas.
How fitting.
No, I saw a sign, or it's coming to Las Vegas. I saw a sign in a casino window about it. So that's how I know about it, that Body 2. If you haven't seen that, though, you ought to go see it. It's quite an experience. There's no question about it. Let's go to Ken and Lyman. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Ken. You're on.
First-time caller, Jay.
Welcome.
I was watching HNN.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the young lady was on there Monday evening, and the Defense Department is going to build, I think she said, 3,000 new helicopters to replace the ones they had in this war and the one they had in the copter they had in Vietnam.
Right.
And it's going to be a $3 billion deal over like 3 years.
Right.
And the contract is to was going to be let to the German-French connection over there. They're going to build them for us.
Well, we should be building them here at home, that's for sure, and I don't understand why we're not. But then again, I mean, is this a no-bid contract? We should check that out.
Well, I just heard that she just come on with it, that they were going to build these contracts, and she said they're not going to build them in the United States. They were going to build them in it should be checked out, but they was going to build them in the German-French connection they have over there.
Well, exporting jobs overseas.
But I haven't heard it. I've been listening to you for a while, and I haven't heard anything about it since then.
I've just been back. This is my first day, so.
Yeah, you might check it out. I think it's something that should be brought to the front right before our election or something.
All right, will do.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Let's go to AJ in Highlands Ranch. AJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Great show.
Thanks. A
couple of quick comments. First, over the weekend, I heard on the radio that there's a company called Choice Point.
Right.
And they've been tasked with rigging elections all over the world, apparently. Last I heard, they were trying to bring the conservative pro-market candidate in Mexico over Lopez. That was the first comment. Second comment related to Choice Point is I have a friend who works in a lot of international contracts. He pulled his credit report last month, and he found that Choice Point had queried his credit about three or four times over the year. So I just want to pass that information on.
Yeah, Choice Point's known as a collector of credit information and has been in trouble for losing valuable information, too, has had valuable information stolen from it.
Okay. I guess my comment is I'm a little concerned that, you know, it's the same company. They're tied to the voting machines. I'm wondering if there's something going on there that people have to kind of look into.
Well, I think all of us are concerned about voter integrity, and there's supposed to be some lawsuits coming forward over some Diebold whistleblowers that's the result of that RFK Jr. article in Rolling Stone. And I think all of us are concerned about this, and we're concerned about voter integrity and about voting machines and about whether our votes really are going to or really do get counted and whether it's really going to be fair. I had a huge argument with a guy before I left here about, the Voting Rights Act and about minority voter suppression techniques that the GOP engages in. This guy refused to buy the idea that, you know, that they do that. There's an article. Where did I see this article? There's an article. It's either in this week's Nation magazine. I believe it's in this week's Nation magazine about what a mess Ohio is and about how screwed up Kenneth. Who am I thinking of? I can't think of the guy's name. I want to say Blackstone, but I can't think of his name. Blackwell. Kenneth Blackwell, who's the Secretary of State, who's running for governor, how screwed up he's got things there. Yeah, voter integrity is definitely something we need to watch in the upcoming 2006 elections in the midterms. Great call, AJ. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Bye. All right, Michael Schroyer going to talk to us about Bin Laden and the closing of the Bin Laden unit. Coming up next, and then more open phones.
AM 760 with Jay Martin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1 and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has 7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made
a birdhouse?
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $5.99 a month over 60,000 titles. No late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time varies by program.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
AM760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Casey and Thornton Never Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Convicted Enron founder Kenneth Lay is dead. An apparent heart attack in Aspen, Colorado, according to his attorney. Lay was 64 years old. He and former CEO Jeff Skilling were convicted in May of defrauding employees and investors in the months before Enron went belly up in late 2001. Here's what he said then.
As I have said from day one, I still firmly believe that as of this day. Despite what happened today, I am still a very blessed man.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Lay was steadfast in his own defense and also in defense of his beloved Enron, even after it became clear that the company was rotted out by fraud and that he was involved in many of the decisions which led to the colossal bankruptcy.
Former Enron employee Sue Nix, shocked by the news of Ken Lay's death this morning.
I never felt that Ken was the one that they needed to go after. I thought it was Jeff.
Skilling is still expected to be sentenced in September. The White House says North Korea's missile tests are a direct rebuff to nations that had urged the country to hold off. At the United Nations, the Security Council will take this up.
This is obviously a very serious matter because of the North Korean provocation, but this is precisely what the Security Council is designed to handle.
U.S. Ambassador John Bolton, all of North Korea's 7 test missiles fell into the Sea of Japan, and the lone test of a long-range missile was considered a failure. Arms expert Joe Cirincione says that's not exactly a show of military muscle.
Instead of showing how powerful a nation he was, he showed how rudimentary a capability he has.
The North said today it has a strong war deterrent should the U.S. decide to attack. Let's get the latest on the Shuttle Discovery mission. The first full day, CBS's Peter King's at the Kennedy Space Center following things. Peter?
Well, Steve, early video shows foam did come off the fuel tank after launch, but NASA says it happened after it could have caused any damage.
We saw nothing that gives us any kind of concern about the health of the crew of the vehicle.
Program manager Wayne Hale, but after the Columbia accident, that's not good enough, so engineers are looking at more video. And the astronauts right now are taking a long, detailed look at their heat shield with a laser that it can find even minute cracks in the material that's supposed to protect them on the way home. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
The bad news came a few hours ago in the Atlantic City casinos. Shut down because of New Jersey's budget crisis.
Very upset. It's devastating. How dare they do that?
And Governor John Corzine says he understands the frustration. State parks and beaches are also closed now.
People of New Jersey have every right to be angry.
everybody.
A new study raises concerns that high doses of Tylenol could cause liver damage. Research in the Journal of the American Medical Association says healthy adults taking maximum doses for 2 weeks had abnormal test results. The Dow is down 98 points. This is CBS News.
I love to take outdoor pictures, but when my allergies get really bad, my itchy, watery eyes keep me from doing what I love to do. I feel like I'm in a fog. Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm staying in control of my allergies and staying alert. Claritin gives me non-drowsy relief from my worst sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes for 24 hours. And only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies, so I can think more clearly and I won't miss a thing. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Real pirates aren't A-list actors.
They're trained killers.
Real pirates don't sip lattes.
They are hyper-violent. I mean, terrifying.
Real pirates don't stab you in the back. They stab you in the front. True Caribbean pirates. Before Hollywood came calling. Sunday night at 8, 7 Central. As only the History Channel can bring you.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office in Aspen does confirm that Kenneth Lay was pronounced dead in Aspen this morning at about 3:11. Of course, Ken Lay, the former CEO of Enron, awaiting sentencing on conspiracy and fraud charges. Did the rain wash away your 4th of July party? Several fireworks displays were delayed because of the rain last night. Denver firefighters even had to do a rescue at Cherry Creek near Spear and Grant. A homeless person managed to get into the water, and fire crews had to pull him out. The storms produced more than an inch of rain in an hour in Denver. A group estimated at roughly 10,000 people is now camping in Route National Forest for the annual gathering of the Rainbow Family. The Forest Service says they've handed out about 500 citations to members, mostly for camping without a permit and for drug violations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Kathy. This morning's drive is pretty much wrapping up across the city. Southbound I-25 now looking at jamming as you make your way on the approach to the Washington Street Bridge heading down towards University. Northbounders are now thick between Hampton and University. Now, the off-ramp from northbound to University remains shut down this morning due to overnight flooding. University is open beneath the highway in both directions, in fact, and it looks like we will see a reopening of that northbound ramp right around noon today. Now, across your northern commute, do watch for a full closure of the boulder-bound lanes of the Diagonal Highway right at J Road. As you make your way to Longmont, that has now been reopened, but unfortunately you will find delays as you make your way into Boulder this morning. Today's forecast calls for highs around 80 degrees with a great chance for showers.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
I was out quite a bit.
Okay.
Article yesterday in the New York Times, CIA closes unit focused on capturing bin Laden. What's your feelings about that?
Oh, I think it's a disastrous thing for America. The bin Laden unit has been the most successful counterterrorism unit that the American government ever had. And that's, I founded it and led it for 3 years, but even after I left, they were more successful than I had been. And it just sends a terrible signal. It dilutes the talent that's focused on Osama bin Laden. And it certainly is pulling the rug out from under some of our allies.
Why can't we get this guy? Why is there no mention of him? Why does he seem to be have been forgotten?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of embarrassment that we haven't got them, that we haven't got him in after 5 years. I don't know why that's the case, because, frankly, he should have been dead in 98 or 99 had the intelligence been acted on. But another reason I'm afraid is that there's been such a huge diversion of resources, both human and technical, to Iraq, that we don't have an awfully large force chasing him at the moment. And in addition, of course, the insurgency in Afghanistan is roaring back to life, and the forces we have there at the moment pretty much have their hands filled fighting the insurgency on a day-to-day basis.
Would it take a large force to get him?
Oh, yes, sir. It's too late for that. America's not going to escalate in Afghanistan. Really, the idea that we were going to go in there with 8 or 10,000 people and occupy, rebuild the country and kill Osama bin Laden and the Taliban was from the very first a pipe dream. If the Soviets couldn't do it with 150,000 men, we certainly weren't going to do it with 8,000.
So it was never going to happen?
Not the way it was structured, sir. Unfortunately, the common wisdom prevailed in Washington that somehow money would do the trick. And so we spent a lot of money, and the Afghans do what they always do. They take your money, and then they don't do what you want them to do. And so bin Laden got away at Tora Bora. It was a lesson that we saw during the war against the Soviets. We provided billions of dollars of aid, along with the Saudis, to the Afghan Mujahideen. And I can't remember, I worked on that program for 8 years, and I can't remember the Afghans ever doing anything that we wanted them to.
Why did the Soviets fail?
Well, the Soviets failed because of several reasons, but primarily the extraordinary endurance, patience, religious faith, and courage of the Afghan people. The Afghans are among the most independent-minded people on Earth. They're certainly among the strongest small-d Democrats on Earth. They will resist the Soviets, the British, the Americans, until they prevail. The only thing America and the Saudis really did in Afghanistan was to make sure that Russians got killed with AK-47s instead of Lee Enfields from the 19th century. You have to have a tremendous amount of respect for the Afghans as an opponent, and I'm afraid we didn't. We thought we were going to buy them.
So we decide to go into Afghanistan to get the Taliban and to get bin Laden, and yet nothing comes of it, really.
No, sir. It was a very amateurish effort, and I think the fault has to lie on George Tenet. He was the director of Central Intelligence at the time. He ignored the advice of all of his officers regarding how Afghanistan should be approached and basically sold the president a bill of goods that a few intelligence officers, some special forces, and lots of money would carry the day. Well, we won the cities. But Afghanistan's history of invasions shows that the cities always fall very easily. And the enemy retreats into the mountains, rests and regroups for several years, and then comes back with a vengeance, which is what we're seeing now.
Had you been in charge of it, how would you have done differently?
I would have at least gone to the president and said, if you're not going to do this with a quarter million men and with a very bloody-minded approach to killing as many of these people as you can, then you shouldn't bother. because it won't be a serious effort. It's an endless draining wound for America, and I don't know how we're ever going to get out of it with any kind of prestige left, sir.
Do you see any way for us to get out of either Afghanistan or Iraq?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that we can't win with the number of forces we have there. It's also pretty clear that politically there's no one with the courage or whatever you want to call it to say, listen, we underestimated the enemy and we either have to leave or greatly escalate. My own opinion is that you don't reinforce defeat. And there's nothing in Afghanistan, nothing in Iraq certainly, that prevents us from leaving. In Afghanistan, I'm afraid if we don't get bin Laden, that's going to be a tremendous victory for the Islamists. They're going to figure they've defeated both of the superpowers, not just the Soviets, but now the United States.
But, you know, but Michael, and my guest at 9:13, 13 minutes after 9, is Michael Schroyer. But, Michael, then we get back to the beginning conversation that you and I just had about how it would take a tremendous amount of manpower to go get bin Laden. Where is bin Laden? He's in the mountains in Pakistan?
Well, he's in the mountains. You know, the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan is a fiction. It was drawn by a British imperial diplomat in 1893, and it cuts through a very ethnically homogenous area. He probably is in the northern half of that border and spends some time on the Afghan side, some time on the Pakistan side. But we simply don't have the manpower, nor do we have the political will to undertake a really, truly intensive effort against bin Laden.
We couldn't take him out with a laser-guided bomb?
If we could locate him, sir. But, you know, he lives in the highest mountains on Earth. And I think you remember that the FBI couldn't find Eric Rudolph for a year in North Carolina.
Right, that's true.
And it sounds very simple. I think some of the politicians who are in the opposition at the moment play up the idea that you can't find, why can't you find 1 6-foot-7 Saudi? And the answer is he lives in mountains that are about 30,000 feet high.
Well, the thing that kind of disturbs me is that nobody seems to be talking about him.
No, sir. Well, there's elections coming up, and no one really wants to admit.
I mean, he's gone off the radar, more or less.
Well, in some ways it's even worse than that, because when the agency defended yesterday the breakup of the Bin Laden unit, they said he's no longer important. And just in the last month, we have seen him dominate the international media, reach out and replace Zarqawi with one of his own trained and trusted lieutenants. And we have also seen the takedown of three cells, one in London, one in Toronto, and one in Miami, that were self-admittedly inspired by Osama bin Laden. So here we have a man who's still in operational control of his own unit and inspiring another level of threat against America and its allies. And for whatever reason, the geniuses that run the intelligence community dismantled the unit that was chasing him.
What do you think the final outcome of all this is going to be?
I think America's in for an extraordinarily bad time, sir. We continue to flounder around being told by the leaders of both parties that they hate women in the workplace and they hate our liberties and our elections, and that's why they're attacking us. And I think you and I have talked before. If that was the reason, they would be a nuisance, a lethal nuisance, but a nuisance. They're attacking us because of what we do in the Islamic world. And until we understand that and accept that, we don't have to say they're right. But if we understand the enemy's motivation, I think we'll have a better chance of defending ourselves.
And possibly trying to defuse that, maybe.
Well, there are certainly things we can do. You know, if 33 years after the Saudi oil embargo, we don't have an energy policy. And so at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do about extracting ourselves from supporting the tyranny that governs Saudi Arabia. Energy policy is extremely important in this, and election year, no one's going to talk about it.
So for those people, for those, including myself, who don't know totally what it is that they have, that they feel about us, they resent us being involved with the Saudi royal family.
Generally, sir, there's an intense dislike for America because we have almost a half-century record now of preaching human rights and democracy in the Islamic world and supporting people like Mubarak, the al-Sauds, the Kuwaitis, the Algerians, all of the dictators and police states that rule Muslims, General Musharraf in Pakistan. And there's just a deep, deep feeling that we're just hypocrites. How can you possibly want democracy in Iraq at the same time when you're giving $3 billion to Mubarak's police state every year?
And how does their religion tie into this?
Well, their religion is, they view their own rulers, sir, as apostates, as people who don't rule according to Islamic law, whether it's the al-Sauds or Mubarak. And so we're seen not only as promoting tyrannies, but being the protectors of apostates. And their religion calls on them to resist the rule of apostates, that a ruler who is not Islamic forfeits the loyalty of his subjects. And on top of that, we sort of fulfilled for every Muslim, moderate, liberal, conservative, fanatic, the Quranic definition of why a jihad is required by invading Iraq. We invaded Iraq, which was a Muslim country. It was an unprovoked war, and we occupied it. And that's kind of the historical, traditional definition of why a jihad is waged.
Mm. All right, in the end, do we ever get bin Laden?
Well, I think we need to keep trying, sir. He's a historical figure. People dislike it when I say it, but in the terms of history, he's a great man. There has been no man in history in the last 50 years who's affected American life more than Osama bin Laden. Great doesn't have to mean good. Hitler was a great man in the sense that he changed world history for the worse. And bin Laden is the same kind of historical force. To say that he no longer matters is either a sign of political political manipulation, or it's a sign of stupidity.
Well, in this case, which one do you choose?
Oh, knowing some of the people that are running the intelligence community for most of my career, sir, I'm afraid I would choose stupidity. I think that this is an issue that the president would understand, or the next president would understand if it was put to him directly. It would take some political courage to change the course of things at the moment, but I don't think the intelligence community is really squaring with the president.
Is it that they're not squaring with them, or they're not being allowed to?
Well, there's a good question, sir. And the question is always, too, would it make a difference? But my view is that the intelligence officer's job is to carry the truth and not to be politically correct. And General Hayden, Henry Crumpton, who is now the ambassador for terrorism at the State Department, are all really not people who are going to give the square story. They're trying to convince the American people that bin Laden is isolated, he can't communicate, he doesn't have an organization, when all you have to do is look in the media and see that is at least mistaken, if not a lie.
Yeah, that's right, because that lie was out about 2 weeks. Well, the last time he had the audio tape out, you heard the talking heads on the network saying exactly what you're saying now. Well, he's isolated, he's trying to exert control, he doesn't have an organization, blah, blah, blah. And they get that straight where? They get that straight from the White House, correct?
I think that's right. And, you know, in part, the talking heads, I'm about the least computer-savvy person that you probably speak to on your program, but the reality of our age is that if you have a piece of electronic communications gear that can be seen by a satellite, you can communicate from anywhere on Earth, and your communications can be encrypted, so people can't find you. So to argue that bin Laden is isolated somehow, to me at least, is a piece of analysis by assertion that really should be undone by a question from the media.
Yeah, and I wish we had more time to get into that. Michael Schroer, once again, I think you're a national hero, and
well,
I'm just
you're very kind.
It's great to have you on, and I do get out a lot, believe me.
Okay.
And I look forward to the next time to having you on.
You're always very kind, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. There's Michael Schroyer. The guy knows what he's talking about. There's just very few people like him in the world. He's just a very, very rare individual. And if you can tell I'm a big fan, you're right, I am. 303-713-7600. 922 open phones. You want to talk about why we haven't gotten Bin Laden or anything else that may be on your mind here on this day after the 4th of July? How patriotic were you? Whatever it is, fireworks. I mean, did you have fireworks? Were you as patriotic? Some of my progressive friends were not as patriotic as others. And I want to thank Ronnie from All American Vogue who sent me some bumper stickers with some American flags on them, and I appreciate that. And I got four lines.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems, and you know who hasn't, and you've had them in the past, they can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate. They really can do this, and they can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. As a direct lender, the Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees, no application fee, and no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings 8 until 8. They're open evenings until 8 and also on Saturday, too. And it's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home may be tax-deductible, but I'll tell you something, interest in those credit cards, they're not tax-deductible. So get in touch with the loan consultants at the Mortgage Store. They're professionals, and they'll take care of you. Call them now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. The unsurpassed experience of Spivak Vision Center. The safest, most proven LASIK technology available today. Plans that offer you the added confidence of our Spivak Vision for Life commitment and 0% financing available.
Our fees for Spivak Plus start at only $9.95. And with up to 18 months interest-free financing, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget, including yours. So stop waiting for LASIK and call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 about our Spivak Plus LASIK plan. That's 303-C2020. Or just go online at Spivak.com.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Jay Marvin. Or what? Or like what? 927, 27 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600, couple of lines open. I never did get my answer about gambling, if anybody knows the question about this. I wanted to get into this morning, and we got into the whole North Korea thing, about the whole morality of gambling, and about the idea that somehow if you can only do things partially or part way, that it makes it okay. Examples being, for instance, in Black Hawk. Why in Black Hawk can you not play poker? Why in Black Hawk can you not play 21? Why in Black Hawk or Central City are there no roulette wheels? And I was having a conversation with a couple of friends of mine last night after dinner, and the idea that in some states, casinos have to be on boats. Now, the boats can be moored to the shore, but they got to be on boats. How does that make gambling okay, that it's on water and not on land? And what stops us in Colorado from having full-out gambling? And are there people out there who truly believe that gambling is a sin? And I'm not a gambling nut. I mean, I like to gamble. But but it came up in a conversation yesterday about things in the state we just don't understand. And the reason I say I don't understand it, and there's a lot of talk show hosts out there who will tell you that they understand everything, the reason I don't get it is because, you know what, I wasn't here when the laws were drawn up, so I don't know. And I don't know what the reasoning was behind it. And maybe you were, and maybe you can explain it to me. But I've always, you know, kind of laughed at this idea of putting, like, your big toe in the water. Like, well, it's a little bit of sin. But, like, it's not a lot of sin. So, slot machines are like, okay, but, you know, five-card Texas Hold'em is wrong. Do you understand why that is, Amy? Do you get that?
What was that?
You caught me early.
do you get why
it is that they can only have some form of gambling in Black Hawk and Central City, and that when you travel to other states, for instance, they have casinos, but they got to be like on barges, on waterways, anchored to the shore.
I don't get that.
And I mean, what is the whole deal here? I mean, Why can't we just have full-out gambling? What are they scared of?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, is it because gambling is a sin?
Some people think so, right?
If it's a sin, then what are you saying about having slot machines and all that stuff? Okay, is that just like a little sin?
I don't know.
Like, it's okay to sin just a little bit, but don't sin too much? Is that the idea behind that?
I don't know. I mean, my dad, for instance, hates gambling, but for some reason we took a trip up to Black Hawk together, and it was okay for us to play the nickel slots together. So,
Does he hate gambling from a moral standpoint, or does he just hate it because he's not interested?
No, I think he thinks it's a waste of money, that sort of thing. But
people in a free society should have the right to, like, waste their money.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
You have the right to, you know, determine how you're going to earn it. You should determine how you're going
to
spend it.
I mean, people who give to the GOP waste their money all the time.
That's a good point.
You know? All right, well, I just don't understand. And maybe people who have lived here a long, long time, you know what, maybe they get why this is. Maybe they can tell me why it is.
Yeah, but it is strange to go somewhere, like, I think it's Laughlin, where they have all the boats, right?
I mean,
you have to be on water when you're gambling.
The only thing I know about the boats and about having to be on the water is, like, places like Mississippi.
Okay.
And Louisiana, and North Carolina.
Why is it okay, though? Because you're on a big barge.
Because you're on a waterway. Why does that suddenly make sinning okay? Does that mean if I have premarital sex on land, it's wrong, but if I can get a hotel room on a boat and have premarital sex, it'll be okay? I'm just sinning a little bit?
I guess.
it's the only example I could think of.
That's a good one, because it's equally as absurd.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. We didn't sin. We didn't sin, Rabbi. We did it on a barge. And the barge was anchored to the shore, and we did it on the barge. We didn't do it at the Motel 6 on land. Okay, my son. Okay, my son Jay, you're absorbed of any sin.
I don't know, Jay.
Is that what that's about?
I guess.
We can't have craps. You can't have craps in Blackhawk or Central City. Hey, little slot machines, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. All right, how's our final look at traffic this morning?
That's looking pretty good, Jay. We're off to a great start to the midday commute around Denver. We do have a full closure, though, of that northbound I-25 off-ramp to University. We had a big puddle there at the beginning of the drive, and it's still in place, but crews are working to get that cleared off the roadway, and it looks like it should reopen around noon today, so that rush hour drive home from work should be just a little bit better now. As you make your way up on the north end of town, we still do have a full closure of the boulder-bound lanes of the Diagonal Highway right at J Road due to a head-on collision here. Accident investigation is still underway. Outside of that, the side streets are looking pretty clear as well, with one exception. We have a crash involving two cars at Colorado Boulevard heading northbound just before Colfax, with some minor jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast calls for high.
The only
beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Dawes, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella. July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys at Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's high-tech engines, a good old-fashioned oil change is still the most important maintenance you can do. Changing your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Napa conventional motor oil for just $1.59 per quart. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Locations in Denver, Arvada, Highlands Ranch, Fort Collins, Evergreen, and Idaho Springs. For menu and other locations, visit bojos.com for free.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:36, 36 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 73, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Just showed a picture of George W. Bush in a Dunkin' Donuts lecturing the people there. Why didn't one of the people standing behind the counter ask him, gee, Mr. President, why won't you support the raising of the minimum wage? And how does your tax policies affect those of us that hustle these corn muffins all day as compared to your rich GOP constituents? Fortunately, nobody asked that question. Here's Justin and Greeley, or asked those questions. Justin, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, I didn't call about the gambling issue, but my quick opinion on that is it's only a sin if you can't afford it.
You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about.
Well, actually, I just want to make a comment. You guys were talking about troop forces, and he saw the gentleman you were speaking with earlier saw a problem with troop forces.
Yeah, Michael Schroyer.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to say that I don't think I'm alone. I'm a 32-year-old construction worker, homeowner, engaged to be married. If I was told by the government, Army recruiter, whoever it was, I was guaranteed to sign the paperwork that I was going to go to Afghanistan to hunt bin Laden, I'd sign up today.
Wow. I think, you know what, I think you're right. I think a lot of people would. I think a lot of people of all ages would sign up to try to kill that man. And I don't understand why it is that we're de-emphasizing his importance, as Michael Schroyer pointed out, and why he continues to live and why neither party talks about him.
Absolutely. It's like he's been forgot about, and it's the only, I ask every day, why are we in Iraq when this man is still alive? Those are the only words that go through my head. This man's still alive. There's no reason for that. We're the strongest military force in the world, and we can't find one man. It's unbelievable. And I think anybody my age, younger, older, I know my older brother, I mean, you could get... If they put that word out, the country would back up. They'd have no problem with troop forces.
Yeah, well, I think it's time we bring it up to conservatives. Next time they try to shop that stuff by us about, well, we're safer now than we have been. So we're really old. Osama bin Laden's still operating.
Right. So how safe are we? And, you know, how many years did we go without getting attacked between Pearl Harbor and 9/11? You know, so I don't know. I just think the country would be behind me. I don't think I'm alone, but that's the sacrifice I'd be willing to make if I knew that I was going to be able to kill that guy.
Well, we love you, and I think most of us would line up behind you. Thank you, Justin. Great call, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Okay. Bye. All right. Inspiring call, too. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And why this guy's allowed to just be, you know, he's out there and nobody cares, is and neither of these two parties are talking about it, is beyond me. Let's go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey, mostly what the politicians say is about history. That's why the riverboats and about casinos. But they're just playing both sides like everybody else. But in Colorado, we have a particular history. I don't know if you ever heard of Soapy Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was a riverboat three-card money man. And in those days, the government got their cut right off the top. They had to buy what they called tickets, which were basically the cards for the three-card money from the government. That's why we have the tax stamp on the decks of cards, too, is so that the government can get their cut off of gambling right off the top.
But why don't we have table games, for instance?
Because they don't want to go that far back. They're playing both sides of the coin. You know, I mean, we see these so-called, you know, religious fanatics that are part of the government, and yet they have no problem, you know, with the casinos in their states and everything. And, you know, the casinos basically are a tax on the poor. You know, it's been proven over and over and over that people that have the money don't gamble, you know. I mean, maybe they fly to Las Vegas and put a whole package together, but the local scenes, even, Indian reservations, you know. If you count the cars at an Indian reservation, you'll see that they're probably are no, if just a few new cars in the parking lot, you know, because it's a tax on the poor. Then you could give tax breaks to the rich because that money's coming in.
Yeah, I used to work with a partner who always would insist that gambling was a tax, was a tax on the poor. But I always thought it had to do with religious morals and was wrapped up in that whole argument about it being a sin and about how, well, we didn't want to, you know, a little bit of sin is all right, an acceptable amount of sin, but we don't want to sin too much.
Yeah.
Well,
we probably wouldn't be a state without gambling because Soapy Smith paid for, before he got that nickname, actually, he got that nickname after he became a so-called legitimate merchant from the con that they were doing as a merchant. But they paid for the committee to go to Washington to get us a territory and to get us a governor. And guess what? His choice became governor. And then they raised all the money because it took a lot to send people back there you know, to get it. And then, so statehood was the same way. It was mostly funded by gambling. And then, of course, then he helped take all the free claims away from those free claimers that consolidated into three or four people's hands, mostly by illegitimate methods.
All right, well, what about modern-day conditions with gambling?
Well, again, I mean, anybody who's ever been up to the Mountain Towns before gambling realized that all of their, you know, that their rhetoric and all that stuff was paid for by the gambling industry. You know, well, we're going to save these towns and everything. And people that were actually up there saving it have been run off because they can't afford the properties. And they dropped the facades, the so-called historical facades are dropped in the thing. So they play both sides. They want, they, all the money comes from the gambling industries, and then the reverse of that. And we've seen that with at the federal level with these Indian casinos where they're paying off to get other casinos closed that are in competition with them. You know? So all the money, you know, you just have to follow the money. Where does it really come from?
Well, you certainly see a lot of that in the Abramoff scandal, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've, you know, ruined these mountain towns that were historical, real historical towns. And, you know, they dropped the facades in the middle of the street. Oops.
Well, it still doesn't give me an answer as to why there's no table play.
that's just their thing. The, we watched I actually helped set up the cameras at Blackhawk at Central City at the Gilded Garter. And while we were setting up cameras and working on the cameras, the Gaming Commission came in, and they were drinking on the property. We didn't have our liquor license. We didn't have our casino license. And yet, you know, were they the Bingo Commission? You know, they don't have any idea about gambling. They see the money, and they, you know, feed back the rhetoric that they're told by the gaming industry.
Yeah, and that's true with a lot of commissions these days. All right, Stuart, thanks, man. Great call.
Everybody in the gaming industry in Colorado suffers from sinus and respiratory problems from the smoke, and yet they got an exemption, you know, for the thing. All of them are under prescriptions and are taking sulfur from their doctor and everything because of the smoke that they work in, and they got an exemption from our state law. So do you think any of those people have medical insurance?
No, probably not.
Yeah, exactly. So there's another tax on us, you know, by giving them that exemption. How much does it actually cost the state?
Man, all this complication, and all I want to do is play roulette.
Well, you would go to Vegas.
Yep, well, that's what I just did. Hey, Stuart, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All righty, thank you, man. Keep it up.
Okay, take care. Bye. It's 9:44, 60 minutes in front of 10. One line open at 303-713-7600. Open.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
$10 or less each way. Let RTD...
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800. As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit customersarelistening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit customersarelistening.com. That's customersarelistening.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9:48, 48 minutes past the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk. In case those of you that didn't see it, and I meant to bring it up earlier this morning, Murray Waas has got a great article in the National Journal. You can read it online. Bush directed Cheney to counter war critic. President Bush told special prosecutors in the CIA leak case that he directed Vice President Dick Cheney to personally lead an effort to counter allegations made by former Ambassador Joseph Wilson that his administration had misrepresented intelligence information to make the case to go to war with Iraq, according to people familiar with the president's interview. Bush also told federal prosecutors during his June 24, 2004 interview in the Oval Office that he had directed Cheney as part of the broader effort to disclose highly classified intelligence information that would not only defend his administration but also discredit Wilson, the sources said. Bush told investigators that he was unaware that Cheney had directed I. Lewis Scooter Libby, the vice president's chief of staff, to covertly leak the classified information to the media instead of releasing it to the public after an undergoing of the formal governmental declassification process. Bush also said during his interview with the prosecutor that he had never directed anyone to disclose the identity of then CIA officer Valerie Plame Wilson, Joseph Wilson's wife. Bush said he had no information that Cheney had disclosed Plame's identity or directed anyone else to do so. George W. Bush, leaker-in-chief. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. You sound well-rested.
Yeah, I'm pretty well-rested, I guess.
That's good. Did you win? See, I wasn't up in the morning.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's great.
I did.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So it made it nice.
Yes. It always helps to win.
That's for sure.
It sure does. Three things. Okay, when I was waiting for you to talk to me, I heard the gentleman before you tell you about the Gaming Commission. My husband set up those computers in a lot of the casinos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they sit and wait for the Gaming Commission. They can't do anything. No one's allowed. No liquor is given. Mm-hmm. It's you wait. And you wait, because he had to go to Cripple Creek, and he kept leaving, and as soon as he got to a certain point, they'd call him back because the commission wouldn't appear, or they were supposed to appear, or the one thing that they were not ever told is exactly when they would appear.
Mm.
But you couldn't open your doors until the license was in your hand.
Mm.
Okay. And the other thing about insurance, because I just woke him up and asked him, that the casinos that he did take care of, that he eventually ran the systems for, said that they did get insurance, the one thing that they did do. The lower echelons of the group were not treated well. They did not respect them at all. And everybody always thinks the people that work in the gaming industry make a lot of money. Well, the lower end don't, and they're not treated like people.
Mm, that's too bad.
Okay, so that's the one thing I wanted to clear up. I mean, that I didn't call you about, but I wanted to straighten
sure.
out. Okay, the second thing is we had a dinner last night, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans.
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. This is a scoop. Let's see, Clinton was progressive. That was the remark that was made, because that was, caught my ear, okay? And I said, oh, you know, because he was giving tax, he was helping the rich again, all right? That's why it was progressive in some respects. FDR is no good. The more he reads about FDR, the worse it is, because, you know, FDR started Social Security. And I couldn't, my husband wouldn't let me near him to question him. But the last thing that I literally attacked like a dog was, well, you know, I said about Ann Coulter, you know, what a hate monger she is and how bad she is. And he said, oh, well, the left is just like that. And I went, well, who? And Jim said, well, tell me who. What did they say? Well, the left on the radio have said that they want Bush dead. And I looked and I said, what do you mean they said that? Because that's not true. Well,
that's a federal crime to make that kind of a statement.
And I said, that isn't true. And I said it, and Jim said, who said it? Who said it? Who said it? And he couldn't say it. And I said, who said it? Well, you know, the left is their stations, and it's left-wing journalism. And I said,
yeah, that's typical.
But it's, you know something? The only thing I did here was, well, you know, he shouldn't have gone into the war.
Still, see, you can't let them change the subject on you. Once they make a statement like that and you know you have them, then you have to continue to keep pressing them as to saying, well, you made the statement, so who advocated
that? That's exactly what I did. Well, you see, you know, it was funny. Jim makes a statement, and then he doesn't wait for a response, okay? It is a statement. I mean, my husband says it, and he makes the statement, and that's it. And what he said, he doesn't want a response. I make a statement, and then I wait for a response. I shouldn't do that. I should just say it.
I would just casually keep asking him, I mean, who committed a federal crime on the airwaves, and if they did it, you should have turned them in.
Well, then, you know, the funny part about it is it had to be from the other side, you know, the right wing. And Jim said, oh, it's really run by the left, eh? And I said, who is it? Who is it? Tell me who.
And by the way, they were knocking Social Security. Do they plan to collect it?
He already does.
Well, then how can he bite the hand that feeds him?
But that's different.
Well, how's that different?
I see. Why would you? Because it's him. That's it. No, you don't understand.
Oh, so in other words, he's entitled to it, but everybody else should have privatization.
That's right. I mean, how dare you think that? Well, you know what, the thing that I heard was, because I finally did open my mouth a couple of weeks ago, and I just said, you know something? And that she went, well, what's wrong? And I said, oh, because it's about welfare. We know someone that went on it and then went off it and, you know, and went to school and is paying everything back. And, you know, I mean, college loans. Well, how dare she be on it? Look what we had to pay. And I said, and she kept it up. And I calmly cleared my throat and said, what you have paid? I said, you know what I am paying for your taxes? I said, I am giving? No, they are very wealthy.
But you turn back around to them and say, well, what about corporate welfare?
You
don't seem to object to that.
No, that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. And it's so discouraging when you hear it that it just, I mean, I made them list it. So Jim's remark was, well, Fox, you can't argue about Fox. Well, CNN, I said, no, it isn't.
Well, what on Fox? I mean, you got to.
Oh, no, they said, no. He had said, well, it's all run by left-wing, you know, the left.
Well, all right, well, Time Warner's, then you're saying Time Warner's a left-wing corporation. Then give me some examples of where they're a left-wing
corporation.
Right,
and that's exactly what I wanted, and he couldn't give it. He can't back up what he says. And when he said that statement, I was right in his face, and I mean literally. And I said to him, you tell me who said it. And I saw him sort of put his head down. I knew he was lying. Or he heard it from you know who.
I get a lot of that, too. I get a lot of that, too. And it's sad that there are people that live like that, but deep down in their hearts they know that they're not telling the truth, and they know that deep down in their hearts, they know that we have the truth on our side, and that when they want to talk about welfare, they don't want to confront corporate welfare and the massive amount of corporate welfare that goes on. And for instance, I would have turned around to them and I would say, well, you know, if you object to people being on welfare and you object to paying people who are on welfare, then maybe you should talk to your friends at Walmart whose employees use state and government
services. Oh, they
know that. Because Walmart doesn't pay them enough.
Oh, yeah, I keep bringing that up. I mean, they know that. I mean, that's the only thing that they do know. And the other thing that they do know is he has said things, and I've got him right between the eyes about that. And he said, well, I don't say that. And I said, yes, you do. I said, I've got that kind of memory. I remember
well,
almost
you know,
everything.
You know, you should get the David Sirota book. And
I already did. I already
well,
have it.
It's all
and
in there.
I know, and the thing that...
Why don't you give him a copy?
I, matter of fact, ran to him with it in my hand.
Should have said, here, read this. I challenge you to read this.
I don't think he would. I really don't
If you're strong enough in your beliefs, I challenge you to read the book.
I don't think people, they... I really think that they... It's like, you know, you say, well, you can find a Republican that will change over. Most of them won't. Oh, you know, oh, wait, there is one thing that they did say. It's John Dean, isn't it? The one who's the Democratic...
Howard.
Yeah, Howard, sorry. They think he's crazy, and I said, why? I said, what makes you say that he's crazy? Tell me, what did he say that you're saying that? They couldn't answer it.
Well, that's all right. I think Ken Melman's Ken Melman's a perpetual liar.
If you take and you put each of them, I mean, what's going on and who's right and who's wrong, as Jim said, the reason why they're so upset is because, you know, like the New York Times, they're complaining about that because of what happened.
Well, I'd complain about the New York Times, too, because it's better than having to... It's better than having to talk about the mess that this administration's got.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Why do football players get concussions? After all, they are wearing a helmet. How about hockey players? They wear helmets. How does this happen anyway? A closed head injury is sometimes called the hidden disability. Why? Because you can't always see it. Yet we all know these athletes get concussions. Even with a helmet. Sometimes it ends their career. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Do you have to hit your head to suffer a brain injury? No. Car crashes and trauma can cause head injuries. I'll tell you how this works in the real legal world. Insurance